media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, all of you across the planet. Thank you for joining us today. We're live. It is Monday, the ninth day of June, 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Jim Tucker, with an overview of everything that happened at Bilderberg last week and throughout the weekend until Sunday, will be joining us with major breaking news in 30 minutes. He already disclosed it to me Saturday night. And we'll be dealing with, are they planning to attack Iran? What Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, discussed when he was there at the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, for Bilderberg 2008, scene of the crime. We'll talk about some of the people I personally saw coming in and out of the event. We'll talk about Secret Service and military intelligence, as well as individuals from the State Department Protective Service running around in clown masks. You cannot make this type of stuff up. This is something right out of a movie, provocateur actions, you name it. Of course, I've gotten death threats over the years and stalkers and things that have happened, but it was a clear government MO, and clearly folks from the Bilderberg Group or one of the sundry agencies guarding the kingpin criminals. Called my wife yesterday with an extremely dirty trick. Of course, it only made our family come together and be that much stronger and just reaffirm that you are the criminals. You are the enemies of the republic. You are the enemies of everything good and decent. You are the people destroying this country and enslaving the entire planet, and you will be brought to justice. So we'll be discussing that coming up as well today. Make no mistake, the Bilderberg Group is the tip-top of the power pyramid. And I just want to point out to listeners that the hundreds of people, I would say probably 400 people came out over the 4 days, because a lot of people were only there for one day, I would ask them. We had as many as 150 people at one time out there demonstrating, protesting, and, of course, engaging in alternative grassroots media exposure of the Bilderberg Group. And I just want to point out that all of these men and women, some people even brought their children out, have exceptional courage, because to go and bullhorn and go and demonstrate and protest and have Secret Service aim MP5 submachine guns at you, to be followed by military intelligence, to have people visit some of the folks that went out there at their homes and threaten them in front of their families, to go through this and to put yourselves in the way of the fist of the global crime syndicate. These are people that have killed millions and millions of people just in the last few years, and hundreds of millions in the last century, and they brag about that, by the way. It just amazing courage, and of course, to be the very tip of the spear, to be pretty much the leader out there. Myself and Jim Tucker takes even more courage, and we couldn't do it without God's support and blessing, of course, and all the glory goes to God. I want to thank you all for your prayers, but they certainly hate us, and they certainly hate freedom, and the stories I have to tell, unbelievable, everything that happened and everything that unfolded. I want to commend the listeners. I've looked at our web traffic ratings, our both internal information and, of course, external, Alexa and StatBrain and others. Infowars.com has never had this much traffic. It is rated bigger than WorldNet Daily, bigger than Newsmax, bigger than all the major sites now, the so-called alternative sites that have proven to be shill-like in the past. Prison Planet has the highest ratings that it has ever had as well. But InfoWars has absolutely left orbit. I mean, it is just blasting off. And that is all because you have been spreading the word. And I ask you to reaffirm the InfoWar and spread it like you've never done before. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. The answer to 1984 is 1776. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healy Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, Ionizing Salt Crystal Lamps, Respiratory Relieving Salt Pipes, Pain Relieving Pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, as best I can, let me walk through some of the most important facets of what happened Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then, of course, yesterday on Sunday. I know a lot of you have already gotten pieces of this, but let me give you just a basic overview, then I'll zoom back in for a closer look into some of the key developments and activities and things that transpired in the last 5 days. We left here at about 2:30 in the afternoon Tuesday Central Time, arrived in Maryland at about 10 o'clock at night, got to the hotel in Virginia. We flew into Baltimore. We checked in. There were security people there at the Westfields Marriott when you walked in the door. When we checked in, they questioned us why we were there when we checked in. The bellhops were rude and aggressive, asking us why we were there. We then went up to our rooms. We came down and ate at the bar. We saw a lot of other fellow patriots in there who we, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude, but we really couldn't talk to you because I didn't want to be completely obvious and get thrown out early. Many times Bilderberg shuts hotels down on the Wednesday, though it only really starts on the Thursday at noon. This time it did not. They did not throw people out on Wednesday. They threw everybody out on Thursday at noon. On that Wednesday, we were in the hotel, tried to get video of the meeting rooms. We're followed everywhere. They tried to stop us. They were unsuccessful. The people have a right to know when policy is being set, when federal officials are violating federal law, violating the Logan Act, discussing and setting policy in private with the 100 robber barons, the owners of central banks, the kings and queens of Europe, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and they were all there, by the way. We'll get into who was there. The list is up on Infowars.com. I was doing live updates from the hotel Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then, of course, from the Hilton, where we were staying on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I did updates Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm scheduled to do another update, a recap tonight on Coast to Coast AM on this Monday night, now that it's all over. And we did live reports from there in our hotel room those nights. Wednesday night, Tuesday night was uneventful. Wednesday night, we went around the hotel trying to get video as they were setting up for the conference the next day. We're followed everywhere there. Some security people walked up to us, myself and Rob Jacobson, as we were walking through the halls, and just walked up and said, do you know about people pulling fire alarms? You know, we've had people come in here and pull fire alarms and then try to steal things like that vase you see sitting right there. And I said, well, that's an interesting story. Wow. Well, thank you. And they said, don't videotape. And we had hidden cameras, but they obviously knew that. And I said, okay, well, all right. I don't know what you're talking about. So we went back up to the room, and right as we walk into the room, we had Independent Film Channel in there who'd been interviewing us, who we'd brought up, and Andrew Neal, Tom Davis, and others. Their film covers Bilderberg 2006, 2007, and Bilderberg 2008. It'll be on IFC early next year. Big production, by the way. It's an IFC production. And thank God they were there to document, because we got into the room. Right as we walk in the room, the phone rings. It's Tom Danhiser from Coast to Coast AM to get me on the radio show for a report. And right as we walk in, the phone rings all at once. The fire alarm goes off. And Jason Burmans did a great job sitting in while I was gone, played that clip for you Thursday morning right after it happened. Many of you heard it live on Coast to Coast AM. Before I forget, I want to thank George Norrie for his coverage. That gave us a lot of protection. There's no telling what they would have done if they weren't fully aware that we were going on that show and doing reports. We're very thankful to him. Be sure and email him and thank him, all of you out there, so he knows we do appreciate it. And then I publicly am thanking him, because I really do appreciate the only big national media with tens of millions of listeners that covered this. Kind of a break in the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain of media control. Absolutely no mainstream media coverage, as you know, other than Coast to Coast AM. And then, of course, this radio show, but really both these shows cannot be called mainstream, but his can be called mega huge. Very large. In fact, second largest radio show in the country. 16 million listeners plus. But I was there, and we're in the room. This alarm's going off, and George is doing the news. So I sit there for about 4 minutes on hold while he's covering the news before he goes to me, waiting while it drones in the background. We go to George. George goes to us. And I began to break down the fact that they had come up to us, that they had talked about fire alarms, that I believe we were being in the process of being set up. Then we look out the windows and see several hundred guests just in the front area. They were pouring out other exits as well. And I said, we have got to get out of here. We hung up with George. We went downstairs. And there are hundreds of people out front. There are Japanese people with still cameras taking shots. There's families with their video cameras out. There's fire trucks pulling up. They come right over to us in the back of the crowd and say, because Rob had a camera, a little small camera in his hand, down at his side, and said, don't videotape. I've already called the police on you for what you've done. And Rob says, well, what I've done? What have I done? And they're like, well, don't videotape or I'm going to F you up. And then I said, Rob, I walk right over to him, whisper in his ear while the guy, the head security guard standing over us, he's got some government goons behind him. I said, Rob, get out of here now. Just break off. I'll let them take me to jail for whatever setup this is. Get the tapes out. He also always carried the backpack on his back with the tapes so they can't be stolen out of the room. Call him the turtle because he's the guy that always carries the tapes. He breaks off and leaves, and I go up to the guy. Well, actually, he comes back up to me, and I'm saying, listen, everybody else is taping. And he said, listen to me, Alex. We're going to F you and Rob up. Now, Rob's name wasn't on the registry. No one knew who his name was. He hadn't said what his name was. My name wasn't registered in my name. But he said, listen, Alex, we will F you and Rob up. And he was just looking at me with pure hatred. So they knew who we were. And it was that same individual with another person. He didn't do the talking about the fire alarm just 25 minutes before that. So you can make of that what you will, but that was definitely some type of staged event. We then went back to the room, went to sleep about 2 in the morning, got up about 7, videotaped some of the Bilderberg group arriving before the hotel was even completely shut down as the guests are leaving. One individual we believe is a Spanish government official. We know who he is. We've got to watch the video and confirm it all before we announce it. They play the national anthem of Spain. Some other people arrive. There's all these black SUVs and black Cadillacs and armored Cadillacs and State Department tags and big, huge Ford trucks with cabs on the back with guys with MP5 submachine guns in the back. I then, that morning of the Bilderberg group, a meeting beginning Thursday, I then went downstairs literally to buy some Gatorade in the gift shop. Now, walking around the building on all the three floors, every room, every conference room was just filled with spooks and people with computers and equipment. So, and they would always run out and question us. But I thought, literally, I wasn't on a mission then. I thought I'll just go into the gift shop and get some Gatorade and maybe newspaper. And I walk in there, and there's a conference room, and it says that's in the back. There's a door to a conference room in the back, and it says conference room closed. The door's open part of the way, and there's all these guys with shaved heads, but they all look like 45 to 55 years of age, with a few women, a few office women, look like about 45 to 50, milling around arguing about, well, you've got to bring in that satellite there, and you've got to run it through that telecom system. Well, in the Army, we don't do it that way. The systems we have with a CMR, QX9er, they were using technical terms. That's a hypothetical one I just threw out. You can't run that many feeds through it. Well, that's not how the Air Force does it, and we're running those feeds through right now. Hold on, I've got one of them. They're in this wing of the building right now. Put our people on them. Is that guy part of our security detail? And so they had all the phones being listened to. They were tracking everybody, and that was just one room. And I had a hidden camera that looked like a stick of bubble gum, a package of Wrigley's gum. It shoots really cruddy video, but gets decent audio. So I flipped that on and did even catch part of it. They see me. They close the door. I act like I'm browsing the different juices and things. I go over, buy a newspaper, go back over. And this is the type of stuff we have. So much footage. Take an army just to go through it. All of these people are scrambling around all over the building. To make a long story short, we go and we get in our cars. We check out. As we start rolling out of the parking lot, government-plated, whatever the large new Dodge sedans are, jets up right on our tail. A big SUV, a dark blue SUV with flashing police lights, pulls up with guys with MP5 submachine guns in front of us, seeing if it would scare us and make us run. Looking at us with smiles on their faces. Two more big trucks come pulling up to block us. We just sit there staring at them for about a minute. They pull off, let us through. I'll tell you what happened after that when we get back. And Jim Tucker's coming up. I'm going to debrief everybody. I'm going to break it down here. I'm going to spill my guts and tell the story of what happened all the way down to my wife getting a vicious phone call yesterday afternoon. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 9, 2008. Gold, 898. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 924, 12, 455, 20 for half, 227, 60 for quarter. That's 924, 12, 455, 20, and 227, 60. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Govern our planet. They are eugenicists. They are warmongers. They ride the black horse of death over the face of the planet, murdering with wanton abandon. Who will restrain them? They are the New World Order. So we are trying to get out of the hotel now. It's about a 150-yard drive out of the wooded complex from the main front of the building. this greenish silver sedan, Dodge sedan, is behind us with a shaved head type who, if I was assessing him, was about 35 years old, 36 years old, probably former Army Special Forces, assigned to the State Department or the Pentagon Protective Services. We know they were out there too. He gets right up on our tail. Then we turn. We see, as we drive out, we already see about 80 demonstrators that had already shown up out there on the start of the Bilderberg Conference. That was about 11:50. They said we all had to be out by noon. We then turn down the road, drive, make more than 10 turns on the highway into a big shopping mall center. This guy follows us around and around, restaurants right behind us. At first, he dropped back and acted like he was turning and then got back on our tail, not very good at what he was doing. We jump out of the car, videotape his face. He tries to cover his face up, got footage of all of this. We go put our gear in the Hilton Hotel a few miles away, come back. We bullhorn them. The Bilderberg Group members start arriving in mass. Some had already arrived while we were inside before it officially started. They had Fairfax County Police out there. They had, again, a bunch of different federal agencies out there. Several convoys of armored SUVs and armored Cadillacs came in. We later learned that was Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and also people from the State Department. There were people up in the cars that had their MP5 German submachine guns, assault rifles up, out, not completely aimed at us, but you know, partially out of the window aimed at us. We got some video of that. It's up on prisonplanet.com today, just looking at us with absolute hatred. How dare these peasantry come and actually try to cover and expose who runs their country? I would constantly have these huge military secret police types come up and say, man, we ought to engage in violence. We ought to take them on. We ought to do something. I'd say, no, we're nonviolent. We're press here covering this. I'd go back to the hotel and have people say, what's your itinerary? What are you planning to do? Do you want to go, you know, take on the State Department with me? You want to go into the State Department? You want to go into some federal buildings with me? I can take you. And I'm just like, come on. How obvious is this? And, of course, we knew by then that people in the last week had gone in and just videotaped the hotel and put it on YouTube. They'd gotten, two different people that we interviewed, had gotten State Department Protective Service visits at their homes. They then identified those same individuals there, and we got video of them. They would walk up in the woods at the edge of the demonstrations and say to Adam and others, hey, Adam, watch yourself. Watch out what you're doing, Adam. That was one fellow that had gotten some video that we posted, again, inside the hotel from a week and a half before, or a week before. So they were very, very upset. The Secret Service went over to the police repeatedly and told them, ban this protest, kick them off of here, don't let them stand on the sidewalk. Then they tried to claim the sidewalk there off a major highway was the property of the Marriott. The police then informed them that it wasn't the property. They put up police tape on the property line so that they could you know, keep people from going over that line. It's a large hotel, and in some areas it's as much as, you know, 2-3 acres off the road, but in some areas it's only 50 yards from the road through the trees. And it just so happened that was where they were having some of their main conferences. And so we were bullhorning with some powerful bullhorns folks had, and Richard N. Haas, head of the CFR, stuck his head out and walked out. We saw Madeleine Albright go in. We saw Vernon Jordan going in. We saw Henry Kissinger going out. We saw Etienne Davignon, the head of the Bilderberg Group, Vice Count Etienne Davignon. We're going to go to Jim Tucker for his inside knowledge from his Bilderberg sources, major breaking exclusives here. Then I'll get into the rest of the story. People in clown masks following us, video of it, military photographing us, my wife being harassed. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute history being made. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the Info War, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. For the last 30 minutes, I've been breaking down in chronological order some of the basics of what happened at Bilderberg 2008. We've gotten up until Thursday morning. I'll continue with that in the next hour after Jim Tucker leaves us. Jim has been covering Bilderberg for more than 35 years. He's attended more than 30 of the meetings. They last met in Chantilly, Virginia in 2002, planning the Iraq attack. They now, of course, met there in the last week, end of the weekend, in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Westfields Marriott. And Jim has sources inside Bilderberg, not members, but people that work for them. He also has other sources that we won't even basically give you an idea of where they're located. But his information has turned out to be extremely accurate, and he's got ways of double-checking it and getting it from multiple sources and cross-referencing it and getting their minutes and their plans of what they're doing. He told me Saturday he'd talk to his source. They'd given him a bunch of info. He was going to personally meet with them Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I saw him at about 11 a.m. as he was checking out of the hotel. And so I learned part of the story Saturday And then now we haven't really reported that yet to you. And then we're going to give you the second part of the story, which I haven't even learned what he got from his source, if he indeed met with them. It deals with Secretary Gates of Defense being there, wanting the war with Iran, a bigger split than ever between the two groups, also where they stand on energy and oil prices, and then the new information that Jim may or may not have learned from his sources. Jim Tucker joining us from American Free Press, AmericanFreePress.net. Jim Tucker, first off, it was great seeing you again, my friend, and I think this was a very successful year. What do you think?
Most definitely was successful, and much tribute goes to the protesters out front who, I'm convinced, without their noise and all those cameras wandering around, the boom boxes, cameras, some TV cameras from small stations, radio broadcasters from small stations, and a few newspaper men from small newspapers. The big ones aren't allowed to do it. But the Bilderberg became aware that they'd be positively identified through the Internet and small media, and I think that's when they decided they had to cough up the list. Now, of course, the list is never complete. That's why all this personal observation, Robert Gates was positively identified going in to Bilderberg, confirmed inside by our source. When he made his pitch for war, he's not on the list. I'm still trying to find out positively whether Barack Obama was there. He may very well have been. I'll write the latest I've got, if anything, in this next edition. But a great tribute goes to those brave patriots who are thundering at the gates of Bilderberg.
Jim, break down what you told me Saturday about the source and what was discussed. Are they going to attack Iran? What the debates were? What was being said?
The Europeans were generally opposed to an invasion of Iran. The Gates made the regular drill, war propaganda drill, about how Iran is a nuclear threat to everybody. Incidentally, at that very moment, the heads of state from Iran and Iraq were having a friendly discussion about mutual protection. And obviously, Iran has no nuclear weapons. The Europeans were making snide comments such as, where does Iran keep its nuclear weapons? In Saddam Hussein's tomb? Most Europeans, and I believe some Americans, were opposed to an invasion of Iran. And we can hope, only hope, that President Bush will not choose his last few months in office to start another war that he'll have to leave to his successor to stop the bleeding.
So, gauging this from past years, you knew in 2002, even though the Washington Post was there, they lied and said it would be in the summer or fall of 2002. You said, no, that's disinfo from my sources. They're going to attack in March of 2003. You were spot on there. Is it not as clear this time if they are or aren't going to attack Iran?
Because Gates is unable to promise that the next president of the United States will attack Iran. But he also did not say the United States would not attack Iran sometime between now and January the 20th, when at high noon, when Bush is no longer able to order an attack on Iran. Actually, he's not allowed to anyway under the Constitution, but we've forgotten about declaring war since Korea. We've forgotten that only Congress can declare war since Korea.
So, Jim, are you saying it looks like they are going, or at least the administration is still considering to attack Iran?
The administration is still considering an attack on Iran. We can surely hope that they are successfully pressured out of it.
Now, you were telling me there at the restaurant Saturday night that it looked like the split was even bigger this time against war from the European versus Anglo-American faction. Can you give us any idea on the split numbers?
Oh, I would say at least 90% of the Europeans opposed war, probably closer to 100%. There's no European stuff said, go ahead and attack Iran. That would be good for the world. most of the Americans were passive, deferential to the Secretary of Defense, and to Condoleezza Rice, who also made her standard nothing off the table pitch insofar as Iran is concerned. But quite likely some of them had great reservations themselves, even in the American group, even though they could not, they dared not be as visible and as loud about it.
What's your gut in analyzing the sources' information in years past? Do you think they're going to attack Iran?
I just don't know. I wish I could say with confidence that they will not. I'd hate to have to say with confidence that they will. I really don't know. I would think now it may be like 50-50 whether or not Iran is attacked this year, because it is very unbecoming of an outgoing president in the last few months of his term to start a war that he knows would have to be passed on to his successor, whoever that successor may be. And if John McCain's a successor, of course, the invasion of Iran would continue also, as well as the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Any other points concerning war that were made?
No, I think that just about does it. I'm still going through it.
Okay, I want to get into energy in a minute, but let's get to that later. Did you have your second meeting with one of the sources Sunday?
Yes, that was by arrangement when I got back to my motel in Harlem.
Please give us a briefing, Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net. Tell us what else your source said, any new information on other subjects.
It's a little bit ominous. The under the heading of resisting terrorism, there were points made about how the terrorist organizations are recruiting people who do not look like terrorists, like red-haired, freckle-faced boys, blonde, blue-eyed boys. They're searching hard for those types to become the new mad bombers, so that they will not fall under suspicion that would accrue to someone who's definitely Middle Eastern with a turban.
So it's basically more of the fake white Al-Qaeda. Now all the American people are Al-Qaeda. We're all under suspicion. Total bull.
And they're discussing microchips.
Let me stop you. They're discussing putting microchips in us? Jim, this is big news. Tell us what you heard.
One of the speakers pointed out that microchips now are put in under drawers, so that everywhere a feller walks in the under drawers, he was sold. I think Walmart's doing that. It's a market study.
So they were admitting that RFID is part of their tracking grip.
Yes. So now with the microchip, they can decide you're not a terrorist. You're a good guy right away. They speed up the lines at the airport because they can zap your microchip and find out that you've never even gotten a speeding ticket. You're a good guy.
So specifically, what are they saying about microchips? Obviously, they want their cashless grid in, so Alex Jones is on the no-fly list. People that don't like the New World Order can't even get a job, and basically all their minion slaves can.
Well, everything would be on the microchip, your illnesses. And again, they were talking about the same old saw about how this will save lives. You get hit by a car. You're unconscious. They take you to the hospital. They cannot communicate with you, but they can tell the physician that you're on these medications and you have this medical history, which will help the emergency room physicians know how to treat you and maybe save your life.
Jim, I want to be clear. They were saying all this, and they're talking about implanted chips, or are they talking about just in our clothing?
Implanted chips, because you may change underwear.
Now you know that we told everybody 5 years ago they were going to make the troops take it. It's now happening. It's now mainstream news. So you're telling me they were saying, quote, they wanted to accelerate getting chips in us, or what were they saying?
Yes, that would be the conclusion from the friendly discussion about how helpful these would be, first in getting terrorists out of the lines at the airport and speeding up the lines. People like that. They get through the airport quickly now. With a microchip, and then the other benefits that I just mentioned, and that the heritage of this goes all the way back at least to the Ronald Reagan years, when now Senator from North Carolina Elizabeth Dole was Reagan's Secretary of Transportation, and I asked her this at a reception. They asked her this question twice. She was advocating at that time much a more innocent than what we're talking about today, but at the time it was also rather disturbing. She made a very good point that big rig truck drivers can lose their license for rear-ending a Volkswagen and killing three nuns, lose their license in one state, but they got seven or eight more licenses to go. So if we had a universal database that identified every license, so that if you have a come to apply for a license in Virginia, they find out you already have one in Iowa, you don't get a Virginia license, so you surrender your Iowa license. And that would get all these big rig truck drivers who kill people off the roads. But then she volunteered the collateral benefits, which would mean that the database would contain all your medical history, all your personal history, and how many times you eat at McDonald's, everything. So
yeah, so all your purchases, everything you do in an NSA, National Reconnaissance Office database, it was only about a quarter mile from the National Reconnaissance headquarters, basically a subsidiary of the National Security Agency. Jim, let me then get this straight and make sure I'm correct here. Obviously, they were talking about their excuses for making us all take microchips, but the key is it's a control grid.
Yes.
And the message is there's white Al-Qaeda. The American people are all potential Al-Qaeda, totally made up. We've seen them putting that PR stunt out, and we know they're pushing to make their personnel take chips first. Then they'll say, well, I've got to have a chip. I'm going to enforce on you, just like the Mexican Attorney General making his staff take it.
Yes, that seems to be the plan.
And was this in a sidebar conference room, or was this a main discussion in the main hall?
It was a main hall discussion.
Now, Jim, did you hear anything from your sources about our bullhorning the conference rooms? Because we found spots to bullhorn from only 50 yards away their conference rooms, and a fella brought in a giant industrial megaphone that literally, ladies and gentlemen, you could announce to an entire football stadium with, and the windows were shaking. Did you hear anything about that? Because they looked very upset when they were driving out. Vernon Jordan was looking at me with hatred. Others were looking at me. They were holding their MP5s up at me. They looked so angry.
You know, I wish I'd asked that question. I didn't. And he didn't volunteer any information on it. But I agree with you. I'm sure that you pierced some Bilderberg ears. I wish the hell I'd thought to ask that question.
Okay, what else did your source tell you? Just the new microchip info, or what else did they hear?
That was about it. The microchip thing was the only subject for it.
So basically they want their cashless society tracking surveillance grid in, and they were admitting it would track every purchase, everything we do.
That's the capacity of the microchip, which they were advocating.
Think, Jim.
All for our own good.
Of course. Jim, anything else the source said? Think.
No, that's about it. I wish I had more information, but that's...
Oh, this is very powerful info.
Well, as I go through the knee-high full of notes, I may find something else. But
do you have the notes in front of you? We've got one more segment with you. Maybe you can scan over them. Jim, what about oil? What about oil prices? The news is reporting today it's going to go to $150 a barrel by the end of summer. That's out of Reuters. What's going on energy? We know you said 2 years ago they plan to have it to be $140 a barrel by this summer. They've reached that goal. What are they saying now?
Well, this could be good news, as I think we discussed earlier. On oil, the European raised the issue of I said European. I'm not sure. I have to go back to my notes. So one of the Bilderberg boys was raising the question in his address, should we put a lid on the rise in oil prices? Are we reaching the point of diminishing returns? He used the term diminishing returns, nattering about how Americans who jumped out of their gas hog SUVs and so forth and gone after small cars. Ford can't give away the SUVs that were traded in or their new SUVs, so they've shut down those plants and are not making them anymore. He said that won't be easy to turn around. He said the Americans grudgingly accepted gas at $3 a gallon, then $4 a gallon. People who switched to public transportation, many of them will stay on the bus or stay on the train rather than come back to their automobile if prices stay above $4 a gallon. Yet The economists outside Bilderberg are predicting $5 a gallon gas this summer. And as you said, the price of oil going up above $150 a barrel. Well, we know from 5 years ago that they were able to generate the increase of oil to above $140 a barrel at a time when it's only $40 a barrel. And we can hope they have the same power to limit their mischief by putting a lid quickly on the increase in oil prices.
So they're squeezing so hard it might be irrevocably hurting their slaves' output to them.
Well, they made he made the point in response to a question, the typical question. The Europeans have paid $8 and $10 a gallon for oil. They paid a lot more for oil for a lot of years. And the response was, not only are Americans our biggest consumers, but we're a different breed of cat anyway. We're dealing
Stay
with
there,
America.
Jim. Take a break.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is a story certain sailors have been threatened never to tell. It happened June 8, 1967, in international waters off the Sinai Peninsula in the Mediterranean Sea. A two-hour attack, killing 34 Americans and wounding 171 others. The United States Navy ship should have sunk with 821 rocket and machine gun holes in it, having been bombed with napalm, and a 40-foot-wide hole created by the deadly torpedo blast in the starboard side. Left for dead, the ship and crew was not helped by their own Navy. Get this. The President and Secretary of State called back fighter planes that were on their way to help them. Can't be, you say. Oh, yeah, and it gets worse. When the bloody, dying, crippled crew and ship miraculously made it to port, the Navy High Command threatened court-martial and worse if they ever told what was done to them and particularly who did it to them. We even risk having it told to you, but we tell you if you go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, told by one of the surviving sailors himself, and then he directs you to a website that tells it all. Go to website AnotherUntoldStory.com to get the story that's not supposed to be told. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for us.
Jim Tucker.
North to Alaska.
Jim, do you have those notes in front of you?
Big Sam left
Seattle. You say you do have those notes, Jim?
Yeah. No, I still can't find anything new in the notes.
Yeah, let's go ahead and cut that music now. Jim, I mean, there's so much to talk about, so much to discuss. You were finishing up with the oil discussion.
Yes, we can hope because for all those reasons that Bilderberg, for their own selfish reasons, not part tender loving care for the 1 million people starving to death, partly because of the oil prices, and of course, as I said so often, the high cost of transportation from raw material to finished product to marketplace is driving food prices crazy. They're telling us in the establishment press that 1 million people on this earth are starving. That's 1 billion with a B. That's 1 out of 7 people on earth. But we also have hungry people in our cities, especially the poor inner city Negro communities, where the old woman's having to pay a outrageous amount for apartment rent, takes up most of her Social Security check. With the cost of food these days, does she eat for the last week of the month waiting for the Social Security check, or does she take her medications? Those kind of choices. She had to give her little kitty away, which is a great comfort to her because she can no longer afford cat food, which is it's just a terribly heartrending situation.
Jim, not one major U.S. newspaper, even the Fairfax Times, one of the reporters came out Thursday. She said she wanted to do a report, but they may not let her. Obviously, they didn't, and one never came out. She said it would come out on Saturday or Sunday. This is a total blackout. You said that they normally, every 5 years, are in the North America, but now they came back after 2 years, and you said that was because they think the press is more controlled here. It would have been in the European news. That's a shame for our so-called media, the controlled corporate media. Give me your take on the fact there's been a total mainstream media blackout.
Well, those who attended, such as Donald Graham of the Washington Post and those kids from the Financial Times, I think it is, all those, and we're going to identify them this week by their name and their association, their newspaper or broadcast outlet, they are journalistic whores. And this comes from an old boy who spent 20 happy years with establishment newspapers, Akron Beacon Journal, Washington Daily News, Richmond Times Dispatch, and others. And they are whores. And I've just mentioned their good points. I'm not even being critical. Incidentally, Jimmy Lee Hoagland was not there this year. He's not on the list. And that's one of the reasons why we double-checked to see who's coming in so we can know who's there, who's not on the list, even if we get the list, as we did. But he was in Europe somewhere, most definitely. It's only about two times that he's missed Bilderberg in decades. Of course, little Donnie was, Graham was there like he's programmed to be. There's not been a Bilderberg meeting since 1954 without the publisher of the Washington Post being there.
Jim, we're going to break in 1 minute. I want to keep you for 5 more minutes, and I'll let you get to lunch. I know you've got to go. But I want to talk about the success of the alternative media really showing up, the mainstream media. I mean, is this just one more example, their cover-up of this very important event, of the reason they're losing their entire market share and the mainstream media is becoming obsolete?
That's part of it, yes, with the rise of the Internet.
All right, we're going to break, Jim. Stay there. You've got a one-minute break, so I don't think you have time to run out and smoke a cigarette. But we'll be right back in 1 minute. And I want to cover the fact that the foreign press is covering this some. Czech foreign minister attends Bilderberg. That's Czech happenings out of the Czech Republic. So the Czech news is reporting that their foreign minister attended Bilderberg. We'll get Jim's take on this as well. Anything else he thinks is important, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Czech-centric paper. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg attended a secret annual conference at the Bilderberg Club in Chantilly, Virginia on June 5th or the 8th. And we also have another report here. If you type the word Bilderberg into the news function on Google, you get also Czech happenings, Czech Foreign Minister attending Bilderberg Club conference. This is out of the Czech Republic. They talk about the secret meeting. So there's quite a few other reports. The Canadian Free Press, Raw Story, which I would almost call mainstream news here in the U.S., very large. I did report on it. Wonkit, the establishment liberal thing, made fun of us. WorldNet Daily basically copied our entire story and posted it with no credit. Frankly, I don't care. Just get the word out. So it is definitely there. Hundreds of hits on Bilderberg's shadow government meeting. That's good news, isn't it, Jim?
Indeed it is. In this country where they are so successful in shutting down the major media, both TV broadcasts, TV networks, broadcast networks, major newspapers, for this information to be forced into the public dialogue. And I'm sure that the Bilderberg kids are feeling very bad about all this. And I'm glad they feel bad. When Bilderberg feels bad, I feel good.
Jim, you were getting followed by goons. We were getting followed by goons. We had people coming up to us asking if we wanted to carry out violence. Then we'd later see them back on the grounds. So we confirmed that it was different federal forces, international forces, trying to provocateur, which is illegal, trying to lead us in violent actions. Give me your take on that.
Well, when you are aware of it, it can be a little fun. Remember that night at the bar where you whispered in my ear that the guy sitting next to me was a Bilderberg stooge? I think you said he was with the Secret Service or something. So after that, we were aware, and of course the kids were coming over giving literature, which he was graciously accepting, and he was busily stuffing his face. So I turned the conversation with my good friend Trish, who saw us out there, and we talked about Henry Kissinger's tremendous instance of flatulence. Well, we have no idea that ever happened, but his ears stick out. And we just put a bunch of nonsense for his ears just to see them stick out. So you can have fun with those kids, even though they're stalking you.
Boy, there were a lot of them out there. After you left Sunday morning, we were back out there, and they were following us around, driving around, taking our photos in federal cars. And we were trying to videotape them. So next they drove back by in clown mask. And then we got to check the video, but we were zooming in. We believe we got it. Then parked in the parking lot, walking back into Bilderberg, wearing clown mask, Jim.
Well, somehow it seems appropriate for them to wear clown masks.
Jim, you got big reports coming out this week at AmericanFreePress.net, don't you?
Oh, yes. And, of course, in the print edition, they'll be in the mail Friday.
Anything else you would think we need to add in the last 60 seconds, sir?
I can't think of anything.
Well, big news here on the fact there's an even bigger split on the attack on Iran. Still could be in the offing. We see mainstream reports that Bush may strike, quote, if Obama's elected before he leaves office. And we know that they certainly are split on whether they should jack up oil prices or not. But they were pretty much unified on jacking them up 2 years ago, weren't they, Jim?
Oh yes, they were talking about with great enthusiasm and just got universal approval for jacking up the oil prices. So if they're able to order the price of oil up, they can order it down. And I hope they do. Or at least we're talking about putting a lid on it, not necessarily down, but restraining the rise, which means at least not making the bad situation even worse.
Jim Tucker, thank you so much for spending time with us, and it was great seeing you.
It was a lot of fun, and see you next time.
Thank you, Jim Tucker. There goes Jim Tucker, American Free Press. We'll be back as I break down everything that happened to me from Thursday on, second half of my analysis and breakdown. Your calls and a lot more.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to, now that we've got them to the point of Thursday, because in the first 30 minutes, for those who just joined us, I broke down from getting there Tuesday up until Thursday morning, and I'm going to continue with a basic breakdown of what happened in the 5 days that we were there. But before we do that, I want to play this clip from CNN of footage of the fact that they basically locked the reporters on the plane to Chicago, and then Obama jumped off in Virginia, in D.C., and then disappeared into multiple secret meetings. Now, I was sitting there Thursday night as all of this was happening, and we were watching CNN in the hotel, and they were reporting he was in multiple secret meetings. Then they said he was at Hillary's house, and the media all camped out there. Then it was Dianne Feinstein's house. Then it was another meeting. And the MO we've got is that they did go to the Bilderberg Group, and there was massive activity that Thursday afternoon in the hour and a half after he got off the plane and disappeared. So I want to go ahead and play that audio right now. This is on board the plane with Obama's press secretary there trying to defuse where he's gone and where he admits he's going to multiple secret meetings, going to the kingmakers to be approved. Here's the clip.
presumptive nominees in the past has always been that they have at least a press pool with them at all times. Is there a reason why we didn't go with him in the motorcade all the way? This is what we're out here for, and now we're on this plane with no candidate.
Again, there was a desire to do these meetings, obviously, in private. And, you know, that's what we're doing here tonight. And it wasn't an attempt to deceive in any way. It's just private.
Stop right there. Back it up about 10 seconds. Not an attempt to deceive in any way. To be clear, they land in Virginia. They tell them Obama's going to get right back on. And this has been admitted. Mainstream controlled press even admits it. And then they locked the plane down and took off with them to Chicago. Okay, quote, there was a desire.
Presumptive nominees in the past has always been that they have at least a press pool with them at all times. Is that why we didn't go with him in the motorcade all the way?
Stop right there.
We're out here for.
Stop right there. I think we're fast forward and rewinding the tape. Let's just rewind it back to the start and start in a moment, in just a second. Okay, I wanted people to hear this unedited. Okay, this clip's up on CNN.com if you want to go watch it. We'll give you the title of it later. But the point is that, listen, there's no attempt to deceive. Well, he's deceiving right there. They lock him on the plane in America, and they fly him to Chicago, four states away. Now, this is what happens in the United States, because there was a desire for him to be able to attend secret meetings. Okay, do you understand? Then they gave out two different meetings they were at and said he was at other meetings in the next few days. We believe he was in Bilderberg, but we don't get to know, because in America, the press gets tricked onto airplanes and flown to another state, which basically is kidnapping. Here it is.
Presumptive nominees in the past has always been that they have at least a press pool with them at all times. Is there a reason why we didn't go with him in the motorcade all the way? This is what we're out here for, and now we're on this plane with no candidate.
Again, I understand. There was a desire to do these meetings, obviously, in private. And, you know, that's what we're doing here tonight. And it wasn't an attempt to deceive in any way. It's just private meetings.
The position of the press corps when there is a general election candidate, and right now it is a general election, is that they're treated the same way the president is. If the president goes bike riding, we go with him. If he goes out to dinner or goes to visit a friend three blocks up the road, we go with him in the motorcade.
Right.
And, you know, that's the expectation in a general election, and that's the way it's been with previous candidates, John Kerry, George Bush, you know, when he ran. I mean, that's the way it's done. So why are we diverging from that? And, you know, we would have been happy to sit on the runway. We didn't have anything better to do other than do what we're paying to fly this plane for, which is to cover the candidate.
I understand, there was a desire to do some meetings tonight that he was interested in doing and others are interested in doing, and to do them in a way that was private.
Meetings that were planned better part of the day, or was this something that was delayed?
No.
What time did they get
in?
What time did they get in?
I don't know the exact time. I don't remember. I don't remember when I got notified exactly of when everything was going to happen.
Before we left the event? Before the press left.
At that point, I can go look on my BlackBerry. I don't honestly remember, and I want to make sure that I give you the information.
Who notifies you about a meeting like that?
It generally would have been set up in Chicago.
Robert, why were we not told about this meeting and that the senator wouldn't be on our flight until the doors were shut and we were about to taxi to take off?
Again, we had a desire. Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others had a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing.
You could have sat on the plane and waited for him to come, and at least we would have been in the same city with him. He could have done it privately. We just wouldn't have been in the air during the duration of the meeting.
I understand.
What's the rationale behind us leaving?
So we can get back to Chicago.
For your benefit. I mean, it's not...
Well, not necessarily my benefit. I mean, my apartment's going to be the same.
We need to be where the candidate is.
Well, maybe it is then for my benefit.
Who made the decision that we were going to leave in a separate plane? Who is the person? I mean, who do we complain to?
That guy looks like me. if there's somebody I can email this off to, I'll be more than happy to.
I mean, just to be clear, I think the objection isn't just that he's not flying with us, but that he left motorcade at all, which
No, no. I understand your objections, and I will make sure that everyone is aware of that, and endeavor to set up a process, as you
okay.
said.
Okay. Pause it there. We'll play the rest later. But the point here is, this is how Barack Obama is going to govern. This gives you an idea. They tell the press, get on the plane. He's going to Chicago with you. They get him on board. The motorcade pulls up to fool everybody. They lock the door, start taxiing, take off, and then they're in the air telling him he's not going to Chicago, and he didn't go to Chicago for a day and a half. There's a desire for him to meet with some people at some meetings, and multiple meetings, secret meetings. So this is even the controlled corporate media is manipulated and completely kept, completely domesticated. They tell him, get on the plane. Barack Obama's flying with you to Chicago. And they said, because he had a desire, the campaign had a desire to be able to have private meetings, so we lied to the media and had you get on the plane and sent you to another state. We kidnapped you. And these people have been so trained how to be slaves that they don't even realize the full magnitude of what's just happened. But this guy, in plain view, giggling and smirking and laughing, just says, hey, we had a desire to not be followed, a desire to be able to have secret meetings, and so we lied to you and put you on a plane and sent you to a state 600 miles away. Or is it 700 miles away? This is how they operate. This is what they do. And the poor kept media that only knows how to read government press releases on the air, they couldn't even figure out to go where they were all meeting. But we were there with paramilitary forces in clown masks following us around and threatening us and pulling fire alarms on us and chasing us and photographing us and threatening us and grabbing demonstrators out of the line and frisking them and slamming them up against police cars. This is your criminal government. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. They act however they want. And now our entire life is basically at the whim of covert operations. Almost the entire government is secret, operating with no checks and balances in whatever way they want since 1947. Tens of trillions of dollars have gone into their pockets. They're turning the entire country into an armed camp. The Bilderberg Group says they're going to put microchips in everybody. They've jacked the oil prices up like we told you. They want to start more wars. They've got brainwashed military goons who they corrupt by taking to Iraq and then paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars off the table to turn them into criminals. Then they bring them back domestically. And now the government, the military, the police, the campaigns are so corrupt, they kidnap entire jets full of the entire press corps, a huge press corps, the entire press corps covering Barack Obama, because he had a desire to not have the press around. This is a crime, you little morons. And you don't even know that. You don't even understand that. This is how our world operates, where you're lied to, you're manipulated, you're controlled, and this piece of trash sits there and giggles and snickers and laughs about it. We have to circumvent the mainstream media. You've got to tell everybody about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You've got to get all the articles and videos we put up about the Bilderberg Group and what happened this year, and continue for weeks and months to get them out to everybody so they understand what really happened here. You've got to get our articles about a Barack Obama kidnapping the press corps, and that should be the headline. We need to rename our stories. That's what it is, so he can attend a secret meeting. We need to get this out to the world and warn him. We're waking up a lot of people. We're going exponentially, but it's not fast enough. We've had great success. But we have to become more resilient. We have to become stronger. We have to become bigger. We have to stop being rinky-dink. All of us have to get more aggressive. All of us have to get the word out now in a very sustained, aggressive way. Because the shadow government has conducted a coup d'etat fully by the year 2001. They took over to a certain extent over the issuance of currency and credit in 1913. They declared federal emergency reorganization and martial law under the War Powers Act of 1933. The government went underground in 1947 for private interest. And then they used a successive group of wars and staged terror events to train us how to be prisoners and slaves. And now we're going into the final deep phases. When I get back, I'll finish up But what happened in those 5 days? And I'll tell you about the harassment of my family and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 9, 2008. Gold, 898. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 924, 12, 455, 20 for half, 227, 60 for quarter. That's 924, 12, 455, 20, and 227, 60.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
You know, we take all this for granted. We get conditioned to it, even if we're fighting it.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
The Bilderberg Group is discussing attacking Iran. The Bilderberg Group is talking about wanting an implantable chip in all of us. The troops are getting it. It's in the news. They're ordering them to take it. They want to make the general public take chips to track every purchase, everything we do. Total control. This was discussed from a source who does not make things up, who has multiple sources inside Bilderberg. This is happening. They are setting up a nightmare. Who could believe that on tape they'd say, yeah, we lied to you and told you to get on the plane, that we told you he was going to Chicago, but he wasn't because he wanted some privacy and he wanted to be able to have some secret meetings. So we lied and said he was on a plane and then knowingly, premeditatedly lied and took off. That's kidnapping. That's like telling a child, your mommy's in the car, come get with us, and you jump in the car and they drive off with you. It's deception. It's fraud. It's racketeering. And they just giggle and laugh and set their precedents. In fact, before I get into the rest of what happened in a chronological order, I'm going to go ahead and just talk about this now. I'm going to start the story this way. There was this obvious Fed in there asking us what our itinerary was every night we go to the bar, asking us if we wanted to be taken to the State Department to infiltrate or, quote, take them on or, you know, do something to them. It was just so obvious. And these guys all are just big federal cops. I mean, they all look exactly the same. And they all think they're smart. They have this fake vision of patriotism they're following, and then all they do is just engage in every crime you can imagine. They're horrid people, very weak-minded. And I walk up, and he's got this, because I want to introduce you to an Army colonel. He's going back to Iraq next week, and he's over there fighting for America. I was like, oh, God. And then, you know, here's this Army colonel with the shaved head. And well, he had the haircut that the colonels and the generals always get, where it's shaved on the sides, a little bit on the top, comb forward. I'm sitting there talking to him, and I say, oh, yeah, you're over there where they fly in billions of dollars every month on big pallets and $100 bills and give them out to the troops and the warlords. He goes, actually, I'm involved in distributing that out. And these two guys are smiling and laughing about it. And I said, yeah. And he goes, how do you know about that? And I said, well, I've talked to family. You know, a private gets $30,000. A sergeant gets $60,000, $80,000, $100,000. A colonel gets millions. The generals get tens of millions. And I said, this is a way to corrupt them. This is a way to illegally give them illegal money. And I said, you know, all these Army investigators and people have been murdered. It's in the hundreds now of investigators that have been murdered. And they were laughing about that. And it's just real funny, man. It's funny. It's funny. It's funny to get to be part of a mafia and run a country and wrap yourself in a flag and do whatever you want and have it admitted that they've flown in more than $60 billion, some estimates over $100 billion in every day. C-130s landing with giant pallets, tons of $100 bills. And they tell the troops, here, you're getting $30,000, you're getting $35,000, but you don't tell anybody about this. See, that's part of seduction. That's part of bending you and taking over to the dark side, corrupting you. You're now mercenaries. They now can use that against you. They don't search you when you're coming back in with the money. They're now making you the dirty dozen. They're now creating cadres of corrupt people that are going to come back and rule us as police and FBI and military. And I wasn't even really angry in hindsight at these young, you know, 25 to 35-year-old goons driving around harassing us, taking photos of us, flipping us off. I feel sorry for them. They'll never have a chance to be real Americans. They'll never have a chance to have true honor and duty and courage. They just belong to a criminal mafia. No doubt they're going to have horrible lives. When you follow an evil path, it ends up destroying you, and they just have no idea what it is to be a true patriot. They don't understand that the people running them and the people corrupting them scientifically are the ones destroying our sovereignty, dismantling our Bill of Rights and Constitution, debasing our currency, destroying our name worldwide. You work for the individuals. And don't you deny this. Don't you dodge this psychologically listening to the show. And I know you're listening right now. You work for the people that wrote memos ordering the military to rape children, to rip their genitals off with pliers. And you are so twisted. You have been so given over to evil that you laugh. You laugh about it. I would talk to them on the bullhorn from just 50 yards away, and they'd laugh at me and smile and say, that's right, that's right. You are totally gone. You have totally, willfully turned to evil. and most of you have committed the ultimate sin now. You are turned over to darkness forever.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
I want the New World Order to know that as for me and mine, we're committed. Your threats, your intimidation, your dirty tricks have only lit a fire in my belly, in my spirit, in my heart, in my soul. To fully commit. I thought I was fully committed, but I am even more committed than ever. I am going to work even harder. And I am never going to surrender until I draw my last breath in eternal resistance to your evil. And there's no doubt. Look at all your works. Look at your fruits. Look at what you have done. Look at who you are. Your masters have staged a string of hundreds of terror attacks, the majority of which have been completely declassified. We just had the 41st anniversary of our own government with Israel, now declassified, attacking the USS Liberty premeditatedly, even the Chicago Tribune's reported, knowingly trying to send it to the bottom to blame it on Egypt and start World War III. By the grace of God, those true sailors, those true patriots, true spirit of 1776, kept that ship the most highly decorated in U.S. history. That's more than the Lexington, folks, more than John Paul Jones's little navy, more highly decorated than them. They kept that ship afloat for hour after hour after hour while they were attacked by fighter bombers and Desant Missiles, Mirage, torpedo boats. As you killed them, as you blew 30-foot holes with torpedoes in them, as they went into fiery rooms to close the bulkheads to keep it alive, as those men that went down there to shut those bulkheads burned to death, literally on fire, turning the wheels on the wall, on the doors to lock them down and dying. Men trapped below, men with broken legs crawling down through wreckage into the water to get their friends out. Those are true patriots. Those are true men of honor that you attacked, you bastards in CENTCOM, you bastards at the Pentagon, you murdering filth who've totally sold your souls to the darkest wickedness. It's unimaginable. Look at how in 17 years of siege, more than 2 million dead Iraqis, more than 1 million in the last 5+ years, Madeleine Albright admitting 700,000 children had died from the sanctions in 97 and saying it was a good thing. Saying it was a good thing. And she was there. And then you write memos saying we can torture people to death. We can crush two-year-olds' bodies with pliers. We can rape them in front of their families. And you sit there and laugh about it. It's funny. You think that's power? You think that's strength? You think when we've got a government and an intelligence system that does things like that, that any of you are safe? You think when there's nothing holding you back from looting the Treasury and the Pentagon Treasury, and when there's lawless corruption, you think you're being paid off troops with big mountains of cash for no reason? You're being inducted. You're being included in the evil. You're being made accessories to it. You're being bound. You're being bred. You're being trained. You're being twisted and forged in the fires of hell itself. Think about what you've become. Think about what you've turned into. Think about. And even if you weren't engaged in any of these crimes and you're listening, you gave support to the war. You gave support to the lies. You are now accomplices to it, and you can't deny it. They admitted they did all of this. They admit millions are dead. They admit they're destroying the dollar by design. They admit they're destroying the sovereignty and our borders by design. There's no doubting it. They made the choice public. They publicly said torture was good. They publicly said secret arrest was good. The Army admitted that 97%+ of those picked up at checkpoints and taken to 30+ camps in Iraq were just families that didn't have their papers in order. And you took them into groups of monsters that had hellish, hellish pleasure at their expense, killing people, beating them to death, raping them with large objects covered with acid. That's in the Army's own report. Raping people with acid, torturing children, this is right out of hell. And then you say we're the enemies? You say we're hurting America? They are seducing you. They are getting you to join their forces. They are twisting you. They are turning us into pure evil for greater jobs they have in the future. This has been done by behavioral psychologists at the highest levels, committing you to evil. I'll use a popular culture analogy. Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3. When the Emperor tells Darth Vader to go, who just minutes before been Anakin Skywalker, tells him to go to the Jedi Temple and kill all of the children, and that would increase his power, that would turn him completely to evil. The Emperor says, we got to find that clip. You know, then you will have the power. Then you will truly be a Sith. And he goes in there and he kills children, and then it's symbolic. His eyes then turn yellow from blue. He then becomes a demon. He fully turns himself over to the dark side. And that is exactly what your masters had you do. What do you think the writers of these big archetypal top films? George Lucas said his films are so popular because he takes real things and puts it into a science fiction, space opera fantasy. It's the new fairy tales. But this isn't a fairy tale, what you've done. Did Darth Vader torture the children? No, he just cut them in little pieces. You go further than even the nightmare villain of a movie. Let's talk about reality. The Nazis tortured and killed people and did medical experiments on children. And they would send hundreds of doctors every few months to Joseph Mengele's giant, sprawling medical facility that was built on the back of a concentration camp, a labor camp. And he would train doctors and have them torture children to death and, quote, experiments, sewing them together, burning them in ovens, torturing them, testing drugs on them, putting them in ice water, lining them up and shooting them. And they called it the cement of blood. The Nazis admitted it was to then send larger cadres out of the medical facility to go out and do it on a wider scale. They began their death camps by 35, taking the old, the infirm, the mentally retarded, people with genetic disorders, cripples, and doing medical experiments on them. What does CPS do? Admitted in the New York News, taking children and testing drugs and pesticides on them till they die. That creates cadres. What did the atomic soldiers, what did that do? Having the doctors knowing it was going to kill the troops with the radiation, putting them in radiation chambers, having them stand out just a half mile, a mile from the blast, having them go out and breathe it, having troops go into chambers and hitting them with nerve gas and killing them. See, the German doctors had already been through that programming. They were brought to the U.S. They then headed up the programs. We didn't have Americans at the time in 1946, 47, 48 that would do that. And then those German doctors, they were the dark seed who they'd been trained in evil, who then trained our doctors. And the programs got larger and larger and larger of people that once they've nerve gassed, they tell a young private, go in here, you're going to get 3 days off. They hit him with sarin. He dies. They dissect his body, tell his family he died of the flu. Thousands of cases of that admitted in England and the U.S. Now you've created a cadre of pure evil, killing our own troops. And so that evil replicates and spreads. We, the good men and women, the people that love liberty and love beauty and love honor and love goodness and who hate evil, we have to spread our message. We have to train others. We have to build our force to resist their dark force. We have to commit ourselves and even of our families, if that's what it takes. We have to commit totally as sacrifices for the tree of liberty. We have to throw ourselves against these dark hordes. We have to throw caution to the wind and ask God to fill us with his spirit and to guide us against this ultimate tyranny. I want all of you with me now to ask God's spirit of love and light and goodness and creation and honor and creativity to enter us and to lead, guide, and direct us, and all of us together commit eternally to the war against tyranny. And the war against those that abuse the weak and abuse women and children and those that dumb down societies and bring darkness. I pledge eternal resistance to evil. I pledge my body, my soul, my heart, everything I am. I pledge my family. I am fully committed. I will never turn away from my goal, no matter where it leads me. And I only ask God, I never ask God for anything except to lead God and direct me and that I be a vessel against this evil. Because make no mistake, this is a spiritual battle. Our enemies say that. They believe it. It is. All I've ever asked God is to lead God and direct me. But I do ask God to protect my family. I'm committed. I'm not, I'm never going to stop. But I ask God that if anyone is to be taken in this, if anyone is to be killed, grabbed, tortured, turned into a mess, you know, they could take me, torture me for years, have me come out and say whatever they wanted, know that that could happen, know I've been threatened with that, but I just pray that God at least put a hedge of protection up around my family. They don't deserve it, but I have said, and I say here on air, no matter what the course, I'm not backing off. Threats to my family, intimidation only makes me intensify what I am doing. And when I went to Bilderberg 2 years ago, I felt a great quickening in my heart and soul and mind, and I crossed a line when I bullhorned them and stood up to them, and I felt the spiritual threshold that I stepped across. And I felt a much greater threshold yesterday as Bilderberg ended, and as I came back home, that I have crossed another threshold, a greater threshold, and have gone to an entirely new level of commitment in this fight. And I felt remnants of evil and remnants of worldliness and remnants of wickedness that were in me fall away. I have been sanctified. I have been purified. And that doesn't mean I'm pure, but I'm one step closer to being pure. And I am committed, and I turn my life and my soul and my destiny completely, completely into the hands of the creator of the universe, into the hands of Yahweh. I have been literally baptized. I have gone in and through the fires of the New World Order repeatedly throughout my life, and every time I have recommitted, no matter what the threats, no matter what the intimidation, I have been re-energized, and I want all of you to experience this. I want you to experience true living. I want you to experience a true awakening. I want you to experience what it is to truly be a warrior for liberty and the weak. I want you to experience what it is to truly commit yourself to goodness. Now, I don't like to scare my wife, and she's a strong person. And I get the emails, I get the calls about how we're going to rape and kill your wife. She's gotten them before. We've gotten them over the years. But you never know where they're coming from. But yesterday, I knew where it came from. I know they were listening to my phones. I even saw them listening to people's phones in the hotel. They were so obvious about it, and their wiretapping operation was so industrial, so huge in its scale that room after room was filled with them with their equipment out, with their shaved heads and their plain clothes, and they're engaging in treason and crimes against the American people for simply trying to cover their illegal Logan-violating meeting at Bilderberg. It was about 3:30. We pulled in to get something to eat because we hadn't eaten since early that morning. We were on our way to the airport. We were trying to go into Washington to get some more of the monuments on tape for a film. And I call my wife, and my wonderful children are on the phone laughing and telling me they love me and they can't wait to see me. A very sweet phone call. And I had a sure feeling that the enemy was listening, and I had a sure feeling that it was enraging them to hear this pure love and this decency and the sweetness that was coming across the phone. When I hung up with my wife, 2 minutes later, she called back upset and said a woman just called. She had a Eastern, what you'd call a Yankee accent. And she said, is Alex there? And she said, no. You know, the classic phone call that Jim Garrison got, that Malcolm X got, that Martin Luther King got. You know, it's in all those films about the real things that happened. And they said, the woman said, oh, and then she paused. She said, can I help you? She said, well, I need to talk to him. She said, well, this is his wife. You can leave your number and I'll have him call you back. She said, well, that can't be possible. It can't be. He's not married. We're together. I'm having his baby. My wife said, sure you are. And then they hung up the phone. And she knew it wasn't true from the start, but the point is that it was a threat to my family. It was involving my family. It's a vicious thing. You know, there's a reason there are rules of war. Even if you are on the dark side and for the New World Order and want to destroy our liberty and our freedom, there's a reason that even evil armies and evil causes throughout history have followed the rules of war, and people have been punished for not following them. And let me explain to you why. When you target people's families, when you target women and children, the rules change. And then your family and children get targeted. Do you understand that? And I've always said here that I have never targeted your families, your children, your grown wives, your grown daughters. I have never talked about them. I have told other people to leave them alone because I understand how the ancient rules work. We are men. They are women. They are children. They are supposed to be left out of this. Because once you escalate to that point, the gloves start to come off. And I'm never, unless I'm cornered and defending myself, going to do anything offensive against you. Because I realize that that puts you in a weak position and you have to show who you are. I'm going on to the end, whatever the cost may be. But others aren't like that. Do you understand that? You understand when you open that door, when you break those rules, you change things. And you bring your women and your children into it. Do you understand, you fools, why we have ancient rules of war? Do you understand why there's ancient conventions against torturing enemy troops? Because when you get tortured, you lose the moral ground. When you get captured, you'll be tortured. When you carry out torture, you lose the moral ground, and now there are no game rules. Do you understand you've broken ancient conventions? Do not call my house. Do not call my cell phone. Do not threaten my wife. Do not threaten to gang rape her as you did this morning. Oh, it's escalated. Do you think you're intimidating me? Do you think you are scaring me? I'm not scared. I have affirm that I will now be a focused laser beam. No more joking around. No more screwing around. No more being a nice guy. I am going to literally set my soul on fire in the info war. I am going to truly be the leader I am. I am going to unlock minds with God's help and unlock souls. And we are going to build an army that will bring you to justice. But of course you'll call. See, if you're going to torture Iraqi children and women, why not call up other Americans and threaten us? Why not do things like that? Why not go all the way? Why not have no rules? Why not just do whatever you want? But do you understand that when you dig that pit for me, you've really dug a pit for yourself? You are abominations. I don't even hate you. I see you for what you are. Sad, spiritually stunted, mutated, pathetic, weak people. Shame on you. You know what made Andrew Jackson so powerful? Love him or hate him? It was that he watched his mother and his brother die in a British concentration camp. And it created a man who you could shoot holes in and stab over and over and he wouldn't stop. And I'm nothing compared to that man. But you've put me one step closer to that path by messing with my family. And I eternally swear you will be brought to justice. And all of you that have engaged in crimes will be brought to justice.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I want to make a point to you. I want to make it very clear. Those of you who have thrown all the rules of society out the window, Do you think for a minute your leaders, the people using you, care about you when they will do the type of things they're commanding you and ordering you to do that you engage in with such abandon and enjoyment? See, they take good troops, and then they find out who's mentally ill, who's psychopathic, who's sadistic, who are sadistic psychopaths, and they put them in positions of power, and then they put underlings under them. But they've got such a shortage of these people, they need so many to suppress and dominate the world, that they hire illegal alien felons, felons out of our prisons. I told you this 9 years ago. It's now all over the mainstream news, but the mainstream news is saying it's a good thing. Hiring felons is not a good thing. Every evil thing that's been done in history, the establishment, the New World Order elite, have made a list, and they're following it. They're covering it. They're doing it. And a lot of you have not been fully turned over to evil yet. You've already rationalized a lot of bad things you've done. And once you've committed all these crimes against humanity, you can't admit you were wrong. It takes strength to admit you were wrong. I've done plenty of things in my life that were bad. But I can admit I was wrong, and I've repented. But the more you harden your heart, the more you turn to evil, the more it takes you over, the more it turns you into a zombie-like slave. And I'm telling you now, turn from your wicked ways. Seek the face of God. Hit your knees. And you will be filled with a power you could never imagine. You know, that's the devil's lie. You think you get power by being evil. You think that dark sunshine, that black force, that black illumination that you feel is strength, it is weakness. You have no idea the power of love. You have no idea the power that it gives. You have no idea what real courage is. And I wish you could drink from the same water that fills my soul. I wish you could be my brother. I wish you could help us fight this tyranny. I wish you had the discernment and the strength to realize what you've been turned into. You know, I think I've said my piece on this, and I haven't finished up yet with what happened. I covered Tuesday, Wednesday. We got to Thursday. I want to cover Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the things that broke down and happened. But I want to hear from you, the listeners, about the Bilderberg coverage you saw, people that were there covering it, your take on what they're doing to our economy, what they're setting up in the world, on the things I've discussed. I want to hear from military men and women who have fought, who are great patriots. There were some Navy SEAL guys out there, really nice retired guys. They gave me a little gold coin with my name engraved on it. That was really nice. There were a lot of really good people out there, and you could just see their souls. You could see the love in their eyes and the strength. Mountains of men compared to these little stunted creatures that were posing and acting like they were men. On the other side, there were quite a few federal officers, though, that were nodding to us, agreeing with us. They'd look around and then, you know, smile at us. And I had police saying, look, we know, you know, we're being ordered to be out here. They've told us to kick you out of here, but we're not doing it. And quite a few police said, yeah, Alex, I've heard the show. I know about the New World Order. So they weren't all like this. I would say 30% of the feds would, you know, smile at me in earnest, and it wasn't a fake or to get information. It was, you know, across through the trees, they would look at me and nod, or, you know, they would wink, and you could see the genuineness in their faces compared to the guys that were posing as men, posing as tough guys, how they would look at us with hatred and how they would stand there like peacocks acting tough, or how they would, you know, show us their little machine guns. So the entire government is not evil, but the leadership of it is completely. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from veterans out there. What do you think of this evil? What do you think of what they've turned into? What do you think of them threatening people's families and playing dirty tricks? 1-800-259-9231. And folks, get in game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It exposes the Bilderberg Group. Everybody's got to see it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation
in which family members receive answers to their questions, and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to take calls for 30 minutes. Then I have Alan Watt joining me for an hour. In the last 30, I will complete what I started in the first 30 of the show, what happened Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Bilderberg. I've kind of told you the first 2 days and then what happened at the end yesterday with the threats and more this morning. Right now, I mean, is that not terrorism, threatening people's families, making stuff up? They are the terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. They use the terror to control us. They attack us because they hate our freedoms. It's just not Al-Qaeda that they created, as they say. It is our own government, the criminals that run it, that have hijacked it. Christopher, Peggy, Diane, Mark, Dom are going to your calls right now. Christopher in New Jersey, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi there. Hi, I'm from Chris. I'm from New Jersey. It's an honor to speak with you right now, Mr. Jones, and I'll tell you, I had a heck of a time last week.
Well, so you were at Bilderberg.
I was at Bilderberg. I heard your call that you needed people to get out there early before Wednesday at least to get some footage of the hotel and anything to do. And so I had nothing better to do. So I went down to Virginia and I was staying somewhere far outside of Chantilly. But I got there Tuesday around 5, 6 o'clock and I began to film inside of the hotel and outside. I had no problems inside. The hotel staff was very nice. They didn't mind me being there. And then outside, when I went to film, I was filming some of the front parts of the hotel, and that lasted for, I don't know, 3-4 minutes. And then I had this unmarked white van pull up right to the front of the lawn there where I was. And they it was two guys in the car dressed in very nice suits, and they came up right up to me, and they said, "Hey, you can't film here." And I said, "Oh, okay." Assuming that they maybe had been hotel staff. And I said, "Well, who are you guys? Why can't I film here?" And they repeated, you can't film here. You have to leave right now. If you don't leave right now, we will call the police." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm just filming here. Like, there's no problem, right?" And they said, "No, you can't film here if you don't leave right now and show me what you have on that tape. Then we'll call the police." And I said, "Okay, sir. Like, I'm going to leave. Like, I'm done here." And then I pretty much was done anyway. And then he said, I want you to show me everything on that tape, and I want you to show me you've deleted everything on that tape before you leave."
Yeah, this is some unannounced person not saying who they are. What happened?
Yeah, unannounced person. No, yeah, did not tell me that they worked for the hotel, didn't even tell me who they were. So I'm walking back towards the parking lot to where my car was, and he said, "You know, you have to show me that you deleted everything off that tape before you leave, or I'm going to call the cops." And I said, "No, I'm not doing that. I'm leaving right now. Don't bother me." So as I'm walking to my my car, the guy in the passenger side of the car, he said, "Hey, this is my house. You can't film here." And I said, "What?" And he said, "This is my house. You're not allowed to film here." And I was actually inside. I saw a picture of the two Marriott owners, and definitely, you know, it wasn't them. So it wasn't this guy's house. And
so what happened next?
I said, "Hey, sir, this isn't your house. This is a hotel. I'm allowed to film here." And so then he drove off. He drove over to my car, parked right behind my car, and him and the other man got out. and they took down my license plate number, and by the time I got to my car, they said, thank you very much, and they got in their car, and then they drove about 20 feet away and watched me. Now, I knew that they knew that that was my car because when I had arrived and parked into the parking lot, they were about 50 feet away in the parking lot watching me as I parked and got out of my car and walked to the hotel.
Stay there. I want to hear how this ended on the other side, then we'll hurry to everybody else's calls. 1-800-259-9231. Christopher in New Jersey. And the hundreds of you that showed up at the hotel gave us the cover to get in and out. There's no doubt that your diversions that you formed helped us complete our mission to get the truth out to the American people. It is our sacred honor and duty. These are enemies of the Republic that are destroying our sovereignty. The corporate whore press won't cover it. We will. Come hell or high water. Stay with us.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Have you ever had any doubt how criminal the people are that have hijacked our government and our society and are engineering our society into a total dehumanization grid? The things I've seen the last 5 days just reaffirm all of it. Going back to Christopher in New Jersey, okay, they've got your car blocked in. What happens next?
Okay, they took down my license plate number. Then they said thank you when I got in front of my car. They left. They waited for me to leave. They followed me out to the Marriott entrance, and then I drove away with my footage intact, and they stayed there. Now, I was thinking, okay, everything's great, you know, mission accomplished, and I was feeling pretty good about it, and it was really like an eye-opening thing to see these thugs.
And what happened next?
Okay, the next day, I was staying at my aunt's house about 40 minutes away from Chantilly, my aunt and my uncle's house. And the next day, these three men showed up at her house, and the car I had was my grandmother's car. It was not my car. I was driving it. Now, they had what they had done is they had called my grandma around 12 o'clock that next day. They lied to her and said that I had been in an accident and that they needed to know if she had given me permission to use the car, what I was doing in Virginia, and all this. And
now let me stop there. Could have made her have a heart attack or a stroke. Everything they do is to hurt families. They revel hurting old women. I had to call my grandmother yesterday in case she got a call. They revel in lies. They call people and say, your son's died. That's another thing they like to do to people. And they wanted her to say, no, he didn't have permission, so they could charge you with car theft. It's all about lies, setups, fraud. Your whole government's criminal, ladies and gentlemen. So what else happened?
Yeah, my grandmother's very old. So that was a story. You know, so she didn't think to question, who are you and why do you need this information?
Traveled from another state to Virginia. You're borrowing her car. They find out where you're at.
Yes. So they found out where I was at, where I was staying, and why I was there. Well, not why I was there, but they found out that I was down there and that it was okay for me to be down there. She gave me permission to go.
Okay, so fine. So they go to, but if she would have said, you know, oh, he didn't have permission to have a wreck or something, they would have charged you with that or SWAT teamed you or maybe even killed you on the side of the road saying you were a car thief. And yeah. I'm not kidding. They like to kill people. They've been doing it in Iraq. They got a hunger for it. They get off on it. We've caught cops on video high-fiving after they kill somebody. Now, let's go back here. Okay. Now they show up at your aunt and uncle's.
Okay. Well, first, they're... my uncle's granddaughter just arrives when they get there, and they run up right to her car. They knock on her window, and they say, who are you? What are you doing here? She has a Massachusetts license plate, so they're saying, what are you doing here? Are you really from Massachusetts? Get out of the car. When she had been on the cell phone, she didn't know who these guys were. They're all dressed in plain clothes, no identification shown.
Yeah, it's secret police guarding foreigners that have hijacked our government. They guard the criminals. Guard them from the press.
Yes, and so they asked her for her identification, which is against the law to ask for anybody. It's not. There's no law that says you have to.
Plus, they wouldn't say who they were.
They would not say who they were. So then she was able to get inside, and then once we closed the door, and they're just knocking on the door, you know, trying to get in. So my uncle had first gone to the door, and you know, I had a feeling that they might have been looking for me, and I said, you know, I'm not going out there. You know, I haven't done anything wrong, so. They showed a picture of me. It was like my passport photo. So they pretty much had all my information up on me, and they're at the door talking to my uncle. They just said, we wanted to talk to Chris. We want to talk to Chris. And I said, I'm not going out. And then they said, if he doesn't come out here if he's not in here, we're going to tow this car because it's from New Jersey, and we don't know whose car it is. And, you know.
Still not saying who they are.
Still didn't say who they are. Then my uncle had asked, well, who are you? And they quickly flashed a badge. I think one was a Department of Foreign Diplomats or something. Actually, you know what? I've found two of the guys out of the three. I found their photos on your website here.
Well, I need you to write a blurb about what happened to you, four or five paragraphs, and tell us which photo it is, and we'll post it as a story. Just send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. And then the page, it has the correct photo of who it is. But this happened to two other people that I talked to who were out there. Were you one of the two I talked to?
I wasn't actually there, but my brother was. I talked to
Adam, who had happened to at his house, who went and videotaped. And they came and threatened him, and then he saw him out there again. And I talked to another fella this happened to. So how did this end? What happened?
Anyway, I finally went out and talked to these guys, and they asked me why I was there.
What badges did they flash?
It was some kind of federal agency. The one guy tried to explain to me that he worked for some kind of terrorism agency, and the other guy said he worked for the Bureau of Diplomatic Security.
Yeah, that's the main group. They kept coming to me and saying, do you want to attack the State Department with us? I mean, committing crimes doing that.
These guys seemed to be very concerned that I was a terrorist, that I might have been scoping out this hotel to.
They just say that. That's their excuse to intimidate you and threaten you. They're the terrorist. So what happened next?
So they finally found out that okay, I was at the hotel yesterday, and that I'd been videotaping. I told them that it was for a school project, and all this and that.
Well, you better do a school project now, Because let me tell you, you never talk to these people, sir. They'll lie about you later. They'll do all sorts of things. They'll say you lied to federal agents. So you better put it out as a school project. So how did this end?
Okay, so they wanted to see what I got on tape, and I showed them everything I had on tape. There was nothing there. It was, you know, obviously I did
nothing
wrong.
Okay, fine. I understand that. So what else happened?
Well, then, pretty much they just said they wanted to know, like, my criminal record. They asked me about my tattoos. They asked me about the clothes I was wearing, trying to get a profile on me, I guess. And then pretty much, like, I'd answered all their questions and was just being honest with them. And they finally were like, okay, well, that's all we need to know. And then they left, yeah.
Well, amazing. Be sure and get all that video up on YouTube, Christopher, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but it sure shows you what we're dealing with. You try as free press to go cover world elite coming in to set our policy, and you don't do that in Land of the Slaves, Home of the Cowards. I appreciate you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Write it up. Get it out. By the way, in D.C., we had the Independent Film Channel with us. We went two days and nights after we'd be there in the morning at the Bilderberg Group covering it. Just to videotape the Washington Monument and videotape other things. There was other cameras out there. We got big press cameras out there. And police would just run up and say, you're not allowed to videotape. And security guards would, we'll arrest you. And I'd say, an Independent Film Channel had tried to go get permits to film. And they'd say, we're a non-permit city. You have a right. You know, we're just out on the grass in front of the Washington Monument. And I'd have to literally, probably 50 times, have them threaten to arrest us, have us tell us to stay there. I mean, this is a, you can't, this is worse than Moscow, folks. Than the, you know, the Moscow Square. I mean, this country is just unbelievably thug-run. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse with millions of these parasites feeding on us, bossing us around, guarding the criminals that run the government. And, I mean, it's just everywhere. It's just, it's so pathetic. And all over Washington, it's death to tyrants, liberty, the First Amendment on, you know, the side of huge marble buildings. And but all they do with all these signs of liberty and all these names of liberty and all these names of freedom, there is no freedom. We had cops for no reason shove our cameras, get in our faces, security guards. I mean, it was insane. And it would just go on and on and on. I have to say, go ahead and arrest us. We have a First Amendment right. Then they get mad and leave. And they send another wave of them, and we repeat the whole thing, acting like they hadn't talked to each other. On and on and on and on. And then I'm in front of the Supreme Court, and he said, no one is allowed to walk up with cameras onto the steps. But I go, but there's all these people taking pictures. And they said, well, I can tell you're mainstream media, and you've got to call our office to get permission. I said, but I'm outside here. There's tourists everywhere. They don't give permits for that. And he said, okay, you know what? That's just what they tell me to do, but I know I don't like the regulations either. You can have 3 minutes up there to take video. Then this other big, not security guard, but police, Supreme Court police comes out, gripes at him, and then says he's going to get in trouble in front of us. It's this culture of tyranny. There's no law. There's no nothing. It's just all bull. It's just all a bunch of thugs. And I watched the police. I'd sit there eating a sandwich, drinking a glass of water, you know, under a tree, shade tree, in 100-degree record heat in D.C., and I'd watch security guards and cops boss and yell at and just randomly walk up to big crowds of people, tourists, families, and just harass us. It's about training us. We're slaves. And there's an article today about how D.C.'s a police state and they harass everybody in mainstream news. I mean, it's far gone. Now, I wanted to take a bunch of calls, but Christopher's story took 15 minutes. It was so amazing. Do me a favor. Call Alan Watt. Tell him we've got him on at 40 after. Let's talk to Peggy in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Peggy.
Hi, Alex. I called about something else, but when this guy that just talked to you called, I said to myself, Alex is exactly right. You cannot talk to these people. These were probably low-level thugs, and they had been told what to do, and they liked doing it. And by answering their questions, he simply made it he made the whole incident last longer.
They lied. See how he was apologetic when they called up with a vicious crime of harassment, intimidation, and terrorism? Calling someone and saying your grandson was in a car wreck is terrorism. You get I mean, that's a terroristic threat. That's a very vicious prank. They just do this.
You have to know your rights, and you have to be polite but stand up to them, and that is the only thing they respect. It's the only way to deal with them.
Well, you just say, hey, Bubba, it's a public hotel. It's a free country. Obviously, I'm free press.
If somebody had come to my – if I was at a relative's house and somebody had come to talk to me, I would have made sure that my relatives knew beforehand that if anything like that did happen, they were to simply tell them the people that nobody was going to talk to them, unless they had a warrant, and if they didn't leave, we would call the police.
What else did you call about?
What I called about was the greater cultural change that's happening. You know, the older generation doesn't fall for a lot of this stuff, but they're almost all gone. It's the younger people who are being persuaded just through all the media and everything they see and what they learn in school to go along with this, and that nothing really seems out of the ordinary. So many people are easy to lie to now for all the various reasons you've stated.
Oh, I've seen it. The public are literally mindless. Anything else you want to add, Peggy?
Just that the area of religion should be examined more closely, I think, on your show, because it's so important what is being taught now versus what was being taught, let's say, 50 years ago, and what's being stressed, and who's controlling the...
For heaven's sakes, they've hired 26,000 preachers covertly to give sermons about giving in your guns.
It's a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 9, 2008, gold, 898, ounce gold coins can be purchased for 924, 12, 455, 20 for half, 227, 60 for quarter. That's 924, 12, 455, 20, and 227, 60. 70%
of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years. 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
on the air than Mark, Don, David, and others. Diane, welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex. This is Diane from New York, and I see it's a big day for news from Bilderberger. A lot of my friends went. I wasn't able to go. I'm wondering if you'll allow me to talk about a legal defense benefit that we're going to have for Gary Talis in New York.
You're talking about the fella from We Are Change who got set up. And by the way, they had their first court case, and the prosecution, he's the truther that supposedly beat up lady in a wheelchair. But once they got to court, the prosecution wouldn't bring that up. And it looks like that if they force it to trial, it's going to get dropped. Now, we got to move quick, though, Diane. We're almost out of time here. We got a guest coming up.
Okay, let me just give you quickly. It's on Thursday, June 19th, at the Yippie Museum Cafe in Greenwich Village, New York, at 9 Bleecker Street. So that's Thursday, June 19th, 9 Bleecker Street, the Yippie Museum and Cafe, Greenwich Village, New York City. Songs of Freedom is putting it on for us. You can go to singfreedom.org if you want to learn more about the Yippie Museum and Cafe. It's free admission, and it'll be
Diane, if I knew about this, I'd be happy to have actually a guest on about it so that I can then actually plug it and have an effect. Because, you know, we've gotten thousands and thousands raised for him and the whole setup, and it's being proven now that it was a lie and a fraud and a media hoax. Anything you want to add about Bilderberger, the things that have happened?
Well, it's just I think that this year there's 100 people. I want to see 100,000 people go to Bilderberg. And
absolutely.
I think
Diane, I got to jump. Thanks for the call.
You're
Mark
welcome.
In Georgia, you're on the air.
Blessings to you, brother. You're ever in our prayers.
Thank you.
Listen, one thing I particularly sparked this, I was watching on the History Channel. They had a thing about a hypothetical scenario if this refinery were to catch fire and how it would destroy the economy and basically complete economic collapse. And I'm like, gee, these guys have been known to be shills before. They may be doing some prep work.
Oh, no, they like to introduce the – like I saw a show on CNN about housing prices are dropping because neighborhoods are dirty and it's your neighbor's fault. Call the city health department on them for tall grass. No,
right.
It's they've devalued the currency and the economy's plunging. It's just
right.
I saw some Frontline special Sunday morning in the hotel, like 10 minutes, about how it was all accidental and,
right.
and George Tenet didn't know and Bush was wrong. People think that was anti-Bush, but it really wasn't. It was
right.
saying he made a mistake.
Right. Well, the mistake was that people trusted politicians, contrary to the many warnings of the founders. So I'm tending my victory garden. My food stamps should be kicking in a couple of days. One thing I wanted to touch base with you about, because I assume this implicitly, that it's on your website, that it's not a scam, this thing about processing forms as a way of bringing in income, that's for real, I trust, right?
Well, we have a lot of Google ads. We ban different ads all the time. We can't control what Google puts on. We have to see a Barack Obama ad or a John McCain ad and then ban it. I don't know the specific ad you're talking about. Was it some deal where you sign up and then you do like temp work and get paid?
Well, it's a friend of mine was suspicious, and I didn't understand that there are certain ads that you don't have control over. You know, the fact that it was on your website made me trust it.
No, I hear you. Let me let you go and try to answer that, because I wanted to talk about Bilderberg, and we're getting off into benefits and ads on the websites. Here's the deal. I saw a comment on my website today saying, where's the TV network? Where's the Alex's TV show? You know, we've given the money bomb. We want to see it, you know, now. Folks, listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to let him go now, folks. What I'm trying to explain here is that I just signed a lease last Tuesday before I got on an airplane and left. Now it'll take a month to put a wall in, knock it out, another month or two to move in, months to wire it, months to even start a TV show and do it, even if I was a big outfit. I don't have the personnel. I don't have the people. We're all overworked here. Just a hiring process of trying to hire a few new people will be very hard. Also trying to screen out shills. And so I'm moving as quickly as I can. I need to get control of the type of ads that are on InfoWars and Prison Planet because we've got Google ads, and it raises, I don't know, like $5,000, $6,000 a month, and without it, we'd be in trouble. But then I've got to have my web guys keep more control over it. I've got to have some type of better vetting process. Other people don't vet ads. I at least try. And so some of those ads, it's up to you to figure out what they are. Or obviously, if there's some gay dating thing that pops up for the day before we ban it, you know, and people, we got death threats from Arabs, you know, out of their minds because there was some Arab dating thing. You're not supposed to let Arab women go out and do that. You know, get a life. That pops up there. I'm trying to get a hold of that. Okay? I mean, there's radio, other radio networks come and advertise on Genesis. What are they doing letting that happen? There's all sorts of other stuff. It's like I can't do a perfect job. I'm completely and totally overwhelmed, okay? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, retransmissions every day when the show ends on the internet at InfoWars.com, back to back for 20 hours until the next live show begins. I want to try to race through some more of your calls before Alan Watt pops in and joins us. But then in the last 20 minutes of the show or so, I'm going to get more into Bilderberg Group. We don't screen your calls, but people are all off on every other subject you can imagine, which is fine. But does anybody want to talk about my family being threatened? First, getting a call, somebody lying and telling my wife that she was a woman and I'd gotten her pregnant. Totally made up, ridiculous lie. Clearly from the Bilderberg group right after I left. Other people, same thing happened to Luke Radowski, to his girlfriend. They called up his parents, threatened to kill him again. You know, all this kind of stuff happening. Then people sending us stuff saying, we're going to gang rape your wife this morning. You know, and then we're talking about other issues here. This isn't even about me. This is about their mindset. This is about who they are. This is about how they operate, how they act. This is about how ruthless and criminal they are. And they call this other, you know, young man's grandmother up because he's visiting in Virginia to go to Bilderberg, and they get her plates, and then they tell her he's been in a car wreck, you know, and that they need to know where he is, as if, you know, just lying. This is their, it's all, they always do it to hurt somebody. They enjoyed hurting that old woman. It's a psychopathic evil, just absolute scum, because they work for a criminal elite that's engaged in every crime under the sun. Okay, Don in Texas, then David, and Al, and Mike. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, hi there. Say, I feel sympathetic with you where you had these threats about your wife. I mean, I think all the people that know you are care about that.
It isn't about me. It's about how they are criminal scumbags.
Well,
that's why it's important that they do things like that.
Why don't you try to get some interns, you might call them, that would stand around and be kind of guard duty.
It isn't even that we need guard. We're not even worried about ourselves. The point is that they're ruthless scum. It isn't about me. It's about what trash they are.
The reason I call actually is about these guys, you know, the Mormon people that they claim are polygamous. Usually in a polygamous group like that, there's only 10% or 5% that are polygamous. And I'm afraid that they're going to try to blame them for a terrorist attack on the governor's mansion. You've heard about the governor's mansion being set on fire. And,
yes.
You know, they can fabricate. They can
are
fabricate.
They saying it was set on fire, or are they saying it's an accident?
Huh?
Oh, boy. Are they saying it was a arson? I don't think they're saying it's arson.
They're trying to create a mob hysteria idea that it was. You know, they're building that. And you can't trust all these people. You can't trust DNA results from forensic.
Because they'll set it up or lie. You know, they've been
caught. Well, they're controlled. But I'm sure that the people, I'm not a Mormon. I'm not even really. There's a guy called the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hennegraaff, that's been for the last 6 months pounding away on his radio program about the Mormons and all the atrocities and massacres they did. 100 years ago, of course, they were in Missouri, I think, that a group of Mormons were attacked, and that was back in the 1800s. But those people are really tragic. They've been kidnapped. The kids were kidnapped and held hostage.
And now it's embarrassed the government because due process wasn't followed. It turns out the government did lie about everything, and it's been a big embarrassment. Thanks for the call. And you're right, sir. I just Googled what he said, and that's why things are so fast moving here, and I appreciate your call, Don, bringing up serious issues here. Yeah, I heard yesterday afternoon that the mansion had partially burned down yesterday, confirmed it yesterday afternoon, got on the plane, flew back, and been focused on Bilderberg and what they were doing. And you've got the governor's mansion surrounded by a huge fence, surrounded by state police guards. The governor doesn't even live there. I know they've been doing some construction on it. And now here's the headline, Dallas Morning News, arson suspected in Texas governor's mansion blaze. Federal investigators will scour the charred remains. Why isn't Texas doing it? And governor's mansion today for more clues after an apparent arsonist nearly demolished the 152-year-old home for heads of state ranging from Sam Houston to George W. Bush. There's no indication that the catastrophic blaze, which ravaged the elegant white mansion, cratered its roof and covered its signature columns with thick soot early Sunday, was intended to target Governor Rick Perry or First Lady Anita Perry. The mansion was undergoing extensive renovations. So they basically say arson, and I guess, yeah, here they are freaking out about terrorism in another report. Just any excuse. I mean, if lightning strikes a tree, they say why Al-Qaeda did it doesn't exist. The mansion was undergoing extensive renovations, including installation of fire sprinkler system. The Perrys were living elsewhere. The mansion's valuable art and antiques were in storage. Oh, that sounds just like the Pentagon, where they struck the part that they just rebuilt and hardly anybody was in. State authorities say they found clear evidence that the fire was set raising questions about the alertness of the mansion's round-the-clock security details. Well, on a separate building, they've got everything covered in surveillance. And let's see some evidence. Let's see some proof. Oh, man, this is so sick. So far, there has been no arrest, and the state fire marshal is asking the public to help identifying potential suspects. And maybe you're right, Don. They'll probably end up saying it's, it just never ends. While the National Response Unit from the U.S. Department of Justice hits the ground today, we got to send cameras down there, folks. We just don't have the people. Heartbroken state preservationists are gathering their own forces, fearful that the Greek revival home, it's Masonic, will be further damaged in the criminal investigation. This is something we couldn't possibly afford to lose, said Larry Oakes. Yeah, you don't care about you testing drugs on CPS children until they die, but care about some art. The governor and Miss Perry, who have lived in the Austin area and rental homes since the mansion's renovations began, are traveling in Europe and returned Tuesday to Texas. Well, that's just amazing that this is going on. Do we have Alan Watt? Okay, I know we have a call in Australia. Al, we'll try to get to you first in a little while. David, Mike, and others. So much going on. I'm going to recap Bilderberg and what happened there before the show ends today. We'll see if Don's right that they try to blame this on the Mormons. Just absolutely amazing what's going on here. But this stinks. This thing is covered by a big fence. It's locked. No one can get into it. It has as many as 20 security people there, admittedly. There's a big house on the grounds full of DPS. I have been driving by the governor's mansion for Endgame because I wanted nighttime shots of the governor's mansion. And so we drove by, got out with the camera, got back in the car. The state police ran out in the street and jumped in front of our car. And then Austin cops pulled up and laughed when it was me and drove off. There's no way somebody went in there and set this. Or they'll probably find some mental patient that's on the state payroll who they claim did it, who they'll have say they did it. I mean, this just never ends. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Alan Watt for the rest of this hour into the next hour, because I wanted to get him on about all the things that are happening, the Bilderberg Group, the global elite, and I wanted to talk to him about what he thinks is on their agenda in the near future. Alan Watt, of course, is a researcher into all their occultic activities, their Masonic Babylon mystery religion system. And, Alan, it's good to have you back on with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you think about the successful coverage of Bilderberg Group this year and the fact that my wife's getting threats, I'm getting threats now, threats of raping her, threats of people calling up saying they're women and I've gotten them pregnant? That means we must have really upset the Bilderberg boys.
Well, defamation is the first thing that they've always done on a target, and that was the standard techniques they used on all sides during the Cold War, and they still use it yet. That's the easiest way to discredit people, is to try and smear them or set them up. And so I'm not surprised at all, because we are in a time. It's all coming down now. This is a lot of planning for hundreds of years coming to a close now, as we transform from one era and age and way of living into a new pre-planned way of living. And the people are not going to like this new system. And the big boys have planned to handle the strife, the 30 years of riots they see coming. And they've been building up a massive police and military to deal with this for years under the guise of drugs and so on, the war on drugs. So we're coming to a stage where we're going into a controlled society. They want all of the same features you have in a war, an actual war, such as rationing for food, gasoline, and everything else. And they want a control, because that's the only time. And Carol Quigley put this quite plainly. He said, we can get more done in 5 years of war where the people do what they're told, they're all obedient, than we can in 50 years of peace with propaganda. So wartime scenario is what we're going through.
Well, Alan, you're right. Not invincible. I want you to talk about what this rationing scenario, what this global carbon tax mm-hmm. is going to look like. But let me just tell you, this just broke today. We have sources inside Bilderberg. This has been double, triple confirmed. They're very upset about it. They're not invincible. And that is that they are fighting about whether they want to attack Iran or not, believing it's waking the people up too fast. They believe they've started the rationing too quickly. They're arguing that they're enslaving us too fast, that it's going to form too much of a resistance. But they all agree they've got to get the implantable microchip in us, because they've now done a lot of the troops to track every purchase, every sale we make, to fully track everywhere we go for their safety, because they're upset that they don't have the grid in place yet. They believe that the riots and things might get too bad as they're dehumanizing us and exterminating us and euthanizing us, and that they don't believe their surveillance grid is fully in place yet.
Yeah, even though they've been tracking most people who are already cashless, they don't use money anymore. They don't use cash, they use credit cards and so on, and debit cards, and they've been tracking them since they first gave those cards to the people. So you're quite right. Everyone, you see, in a totally controlled society, every single person must be completely predictable. And that's where they haven't got it quite up to scratch yet without a chip. And so they're very, very edgy. And believe you me, they'll do anything. And they also always have plan A, B, C, and D on the go at the same time, because they can afford to hire as many think tanks as they wish to work on every aspect of society. So we're in for a rough time regardless of which way they go. And these boys will not give up because we ask them nicely. I can guarantee you that.
Alan, the Texas governor's mansion got burned down. It is 25 to 30 yards space around a huge spike-topped wrought iron fence. There are state police and DPS intelligence all over the grounds, and they're now claiming that somebody burned it down and that, quote, terrorists are involved, and the, quote, feds are there investigating. Austin's a major capital of resistance to the tyranny. This stinks to high heaven. What do you say?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt at all. But the first thing I'd do was check in to see if this particular person needed some insurance money before they start blaming everyone else for it, because that's generally what happens. But you're quite right. They must start this internal terrorist scenario to get us thinking there's terrorists all amongst us and to justify their actions. And you're quite right. Texas is a big player in this. They have to start bringing it down.
And by the way, that came up from two separate sources, one that works for Bilderberg, another source, that they said, we've got to start the white Al-Qaeda movement now. We've got to say that Al-Qaeda is, quote, red-haired, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, that everybody's Al-Qaeda. We've got to start this now to get the chip and tell the people that there's now domestic terrorism. So I would look in the next year for more Oklahoma cities. This is a major indicator because they are the top of the pyramid at Bilderberg. This is them. Remember, we can predict wars, predict gas prices off what they say, that now they're getting ready to move into domestic terrorism to blame it on the mainline population. They built up the Homeland Security apparatus. Now they're going to phase out Al-Qaeda and claim its domestic grips.
Yeah, they had to do that because it was nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, as we know. It was a strategy that they'd even printed what they wanted to do 50 years, 80 years ago in major think tanks. And even Joe Average, that knows very little apart from what's on television, is now getting kind of spooked with everything that's happening, and he realizes he is the target, so now they must justify it. And I read that article where they say, yes, now Al-Qaeda has more westernized recruits with the western features, etc. Because, you know, I get people visiting from the States quite often, and they get hassled at the border there, regardless of what they look like. They don't look like Arabs, that's for sure. And this is to do with the average person getting them trained to be subservient and obedient, bend over when they're told to do it, and hop and jump and do what they're told.
Alan, I was in D.C. for the last 5-6 days, from Tuesday to Sunday. We went a couple days into D.C. to get shots of the city for the film about Bilderberg, how it was in D.C., or on the edge of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just us. The police and security guards were everywhere.
Yeah.
People just walking around with their families with ice cream cones. They would yell at them, boss them around, treat them like slaves. On Southwest Airlines last night, we're all just sitting there. People are just talking, and the woman starts screaming, everyone shut up, shut up, shut up. I want to tell you that the flight's delayed. And then an hour before the plane landed, she commanded the first boarding group, which was half the plane, the A group, to line up. And then when people didn't, she said, I told you to line up. I mean, this is just, they've given the orders to everybody just to get us ready.
Yes, yes, they have. And it's training. It's constant training. And see, most people are frequent travelers on aircraft. Therefore, they're the first ones to be trained in bending over, as I say, when they're told to, and jump and skip when they're told to. So everyone's being trained. And now they're going into city-to-city travel where they're going to start setting up roadblocks, etc., for practicing, mind you, and for terrorist training, supposedly. This is a big exercise in Indianapolis coming up, 2,300 Marines, and they're going to do road checks and all the rest of it, fire off their weapons, according to the disclosure.
Yeah, it said they're going to be stopping real cars, real people, and searching them.
And asking them where you're going. And it's the same questions they're asking at the border. Where are you going? I'm going to the next state. Who are you going to see? Who are you visiting? How long will you stay? Are you sure that's where you're really going? And they're also, this is the odd part about it, is they're also going to use or get practice in using non-lethal weaponry. Well, how can you practice using non-lethal weaponry?
Alan, please continue breaking this down. Break down this training.
Yeah, the training is amazing. I mean, we've all been trained mainly through television. That helps, too. There's a whole series of television dramas on now on the border. The border, even Canada, put big money into making one series, and that's government money backing it, about all terrorism is everywhere. It's all amongst you. And so that first basically gets everyone into that mode of, my God, they're actually out there. Because we're trained mainly through fiction, and then you get the major media backing it up with its propaganda, and then they start to seek real troops on the streets. And so this all works together to condition us into a complete war mode. And in a war mode, once it starts, if we don't hang on to how it used to be, then we're completely lost. We're now flowing along.
That's it. We are going into bondage. Prepare yourselves. That goes for you police, too. This is going to destroy your family's future. Beware. We'll be right back with Alan Watt.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
I was sitting in traffic,
listening to the radio. George Strait was singing Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico.
Alan Watt, researcher, brave fighter in the New World Order. Continue with what this future is going to look like. The Bilderberg Group saying they've got to get these microchips in us. And again, the people even yelling and screaming and the police treating us all like slaves, they've been ordered to do this. They don't understand what they're doing via the compartmentalization.
You know, there's nothing that can be done to the general public without the compliance of the public and the compliance of the recruits they use and they get from the public. This is the odd thing about it. We help them fulfill their plans, every stage of it. We help them. We supply the troops, the cops, and so on. We supply the tax money to train them and make them paranoid. We supply them for the weaponry. We supply the money for the think tanks to be paid that puts us in bondage. And we don't realize that. We can stop accepting this. We can stop accepting this, and their whole plan falls apart without our help.
Here's an example. How many Americans know that in mainline NASA history, that L. Ron Hubbard and Aleister Crowley and the founder of JPL, that it was all founded by occultists and that they brought the Nazis over? That's mainline history. How many of them know that that was set up by the Department of Defense as a separate adjunct, only answerable to the president, and over 90% of their operations are military? That's just one example. We have this giant shadow government run by occultists that do whatever they want, and they're turning the world into hell. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. And they're long-term planners. That's what the public must understand. They planned in centuries, and they had this part what we're going through right now, they had this planned a long time ago. And we know that the Ford and Carnegie Foundations and so on under the Rees Commission admitted their job was to help blend the Soviet system with the American system. We're going through this phase, and they understood the shakeups that would occur. But this is only part of it, because you've seen yourself at this Bilderberger meeting. They brought in some of the transhumanists, the top transhumanist society members. And transhumanism is to do with genetically modifying humanity, or select people from humanity, for a new species to come, which will then dominate as we, the old species, dies off. And this is all coming together. This is long-term planning. And they hope to bring in this new species of perfect slaves around in about 30 years.
And then they will get the life extension themselves, and that's admitted. That's why they want to carry out the eugenics. The eugenicist in the 1950s founded transhumanism.
Mm-hmm. And these characters literally, as I say, since 1890, were taking the first census across the Western world and to do with your hereditary affiliations and so on. And taking records for this, all to do with what was coming up today. For those who are allowed to live and those who will die, who must die, they say, they will not bring through what they call the useless eaters into the new system. And in 30 years' time, through all this chaos, 30 years of chaos, supposedly, that they have planned and they've admitted to from the Department of Defense in Britain, in 30 years' time, they will bring in this new species if we allow it and go along with it.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that they'll produce a patsy for this fire at the mansion. They're saying it's arson. They'll use this as a pretext to set up a police state here in Central Texas. We've always said Texas is a major target. A total stunt. You try to walk up to the gates of that thing, and they will arrest you. Now they're going to put armored concrete all around it like the White House, start the harassment in downtown Austin. It's because they're tired of being bullhorn down there that they've burned down their own mansion. Shame on them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up.
It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A month ago in a review that the new mission of the state police in Texas, the second largest state police in the country, would be fighting terrorists. They said terrorists are everywhere. There is new white Al-Qaeda everywhere. Everyone must be watched. The state police must be federalized. Then, magically, they claim that someone scaled iron gates with security personnel everywhere. You walk up near it at night, they all pop out of the bushes. Literally, this has happened to us, and we're just there to shoot video of it or bullhorn them. And was able to then set a fire up against the door, and then fire trucks took a long time to arrive. Oh, they couldn't get hooked up to water, and oh, it was allowed to burn. And now they're saying, see, we're going to fight terrorists now. And this is so obvious. Alan, when you know how they operate, it is so obvious. I predict they're going to grab some mentally ill person who will confess to it. Alan, what do you say?
They could do that, or they do have lots of patsies. There's a lot of mind control out there. And I don't know if the public know this, but MI6, for instance, in Britain, had authorized psychiatrists as far back as the 50s to do experiments on people privately. They would visit the clinics or else the doctor's consulting room or in hospitals.
That's right. You go in thinking you're seeing a shrink and it's a government operative. That's admitted.
That's right. Now, we know the same thing happened in Britain with Hamilton, the man who ended up going to school and shooting a bunch of children. He was seen as a psychiatrist who had worked with the British government and worked with Special Air Service. And we know that the police never gave a license over there. If you had anything on your record, and this man, Hamilton, was a known pedophile and so on, the police visited him before.
That's right, he was tied in with the Masons.
Yes. And then it was a British lord who, when his license was turned down, a British lord intervened and told them to grant permission for him to have a handgun license.
That's that way they could
before.
Then totally man guns, which they did.
Yep.
Look, there's no doubt here. This is a Reichstag fire. They have firebombed the Reichstag. We said for years it was the government. Now it's been declassified just 6 months ago, five months ago, admitting that Marinus van der Lubbe, the mentally ill person they threw out naked on the side of the street, didn't do it. Hermann Goering did it, and Hitler used, oh, look, they've burned down the Capitol building. This is a Reichstag. This is really bad. I knew they were going to do this.
Might. The danger here is they might find someone or already have been working on someone who will say belongs to a patriot group, and this is his revenge. And that'll start the ball rolling. This is what they want.
Well, I tell you, I feel great earnest in my spirit, in my soul, in my heart. I mean, we're up there. Bilderberg's calling up, threatening me, harassing me, doing all this stuff. I'm flying back. They've burnt down the governor's mansion. Our movement gets bigger and bigger here. And look, terrorists, you're not getting away with it. I mean, just bottom line. This is so asinine that someone could climb those spiked fences and go burn it down. And they're saying, oh, well, quote, there was somebody here to potentially set the fire. He declined to give more specifics. State Fire Marshal Paul Maldonado said early evidence, including interviews with security personnel, bystanders, and some downtown residents, indicated there was somebody here to potentially set the fire. So somebody supposedly...
They'll have cameras all over that place. Yeah.
These people never end, man. Yeah. We know they bombed the little bomb at the military recruiting center. And then now they got people out with signs on the street saying we did it, 9/11 Truth, saying a group that I've basically energized, We Are Change, with Luke Radowski saying, I mean, it's getting obvious, Alan.
It's obvious, but mine too. I mean, they have put out statements already that the Pentagon set up a panel to go over all talk show hosts. This is in the paper. And to go over all your previous talks to see if you've ever said anything that could incite riots. And this was in mainstream newspapers in Canada here.
And that's right. And then they're going to come arrest you on the pickup list, which they now admit. Well,
yeah,
good luck to them, you murdering bastards. You're not going to get away with it.
Yeah, and this is their technique, and they must find someone or produce someone or create someone who will take responsibility for this fire and say, yeah, I belong to a patriot group and I listen to these shows. Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. Alan Watts, stay there. Folks, this isn't a game. It isn't a joke. DPS, some of it were resisting, saying making their main mission fighting terror. That means pulling you over, running checkpoints, searching you, spying on you, following you, and staging more terror attacks. They're going to turn the military cadres loose on us here like it's Baghdad. We'll be right back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Feds shut things down, quote, for the safety of the governor's mansion, and then called in their people keeping the state folks out of it. This thing just follows every other action they've done in the past. Alan, I know I'm focusing a lot in on this, on them burning down much of the governor's mansion. They're admitting, I'm reading more articles, that there was, quote, people in the building that they let in, and that someone that they let in, they think, set the fire. I mean, how obvious. They always open the door. They always protect whoever supposedly they blame. I mean, it's always the same, Alan.
As I say, you probably couldn't move anywhere in that mansion without being on video camera and having it recorded. So they know who did what. And,
it's filled with million and $2 million famous paintings. I mean, it's just filled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Filled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not going to let those workers in there. They admit it was all under surveillance.
Of course. And here they are going out asking the public if they saw anything. This is a joke. Yeah.
That's yeah, go out and ask the public, did you see anything when the whole thing's got at least 100 cameras on it?
Yes, exactly.
What do you think we ought to do, Alan, about this?
I think I'd watch it awful closely and get right in there when you start to hint at who they think may have been behind it, which, of course, will be the Patriot community.
So you're predicting they're going to claim that the anti-New World Order crowd did this?
No doubt. Anything that happens today will get blamed on them. It's, in fact, even if it was a real accident, it would be awfully handy. They wouldn't miss the opportunity. They've got to... See, it's the general public. It's not the listeners to these shows that they've got to convince. It's the general public. They've got to convince the Joe Average that we're under tremendous attack, and people are all around you. Terrorists are all around you. They're everywhere. And they must get this mode going, this mode of thinking going.
Well,
and
Jim Tucker said that was one of the main things being discussed inside Bilderberg was how, again, to say that blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda is everywhere.
Exactly.
And then magically this happens.
Yes.
While the Bilderberg group is meeting at 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yes. And as I say, when you read the Department of Defense's documents, it's on my site, there's 90 pages there. The prediction for the next 30 years of riots. Now, that means that Joe Average, every ethnic group is part of the terrorist problem, according to the bigwigs. So every group, it doesn't matter what you belong to or think you belong to, you're already targeted as a terrorist. You're post-industrial, you're post-technological.
That's right.
You don't have a function anymore. You're a useless eater in a service economy that's now been, they're pulling the plug on, and therefore they want to start eradicating us. And to do so, they've got to create a new system of terror and fear and obedience as we go down the drain quietly.
It's that's getting more and more serious by the millisecond. Pray for the show. Pray for everybody that's fighting it. Pray for Alan Watt. All of us have to spread the word 10 times harder now, as fast as we can, to expose what these people are doing. Alan, fire out your website.
Yeah, it's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And as I say, I've got lots of documentation on there. I go through the history of this and try to show the big picture. We've got to understand the big, big picture and the long-term planning. That's the hardest thing for the average person to understand. These characters work intergenerationally.
Long-term compartmentalized system.
Yes, and again, Quigley mentioned this. He said an institute that's, or a foundation that's set up can go 200 years working on the same agenda and hiring and retiring and hiring and retiring and then complete that agenda. That's how easily it is to do with the money and the mandate. Yeah.
Okay, I want to play a short little report here. This is from the Associated Press today, saying about the arson suspect in the fire down at the mansion. We'll go ahead and roll that for people now.
Arson is suspected in a fire that swept through the historic Texas governor's mansion. No one was hurt, but the blaze left much of the 152-year-old home severely damaged. The roof buckled in, parts of the mansion's columns and front wall were charred, and some of the elaborate decorations inside were completely destroyed and cannot be replaced. About 100 firefighters responded when an alarm went off around 2 o'clock Sunday morning. More than 6 hours later, small hot spots were still burning. Investigators are reviewing security camera footage and talking to people who were in the area when the fire started. Texas Governor Rick Perry and his wife were out of town at the time, and authorities say there's no evidence they were being targeted. Perry and his wife moved out of the mansion last fall so it could undergo a multi-million dollar renovation. There's no immediate financial estimate of the damage. Carlotta Bradley, The Associated Press.
By the way, when was the first time Rick Perry went to Bilderberg? Last year, and unprecedentedly put out a press release. He's handing over the infrastructure, the waterways, the power plants to a known Bilderberg member who is under indictment. And this whole thing has Bilderberg written all over it. I mean, it's just every angle. The more I think about it, it just keeps popping up. Alan, your take on that?
Yeah, it's standard. Once again, the main characters are not in the building at the time. You find this down through history with the same scenarios. They're always somewhere else.
Well, Nero burned Rome to get a police state going, and they love these fake fires.
Yeah, and it seems to have idea, too, that terrorism was everywhere in ancient Rome, and everyone had to obey the authorities, and the troops were set on the general public is always So this is standard. This is an ancient technique, and it generally works because it creates so much fear within the public who want to be safe, and the government says, we'll keep you safe, but here's the conditions, bend over and touch your toes. And this is, and if you want to eat, we'll feed you, but here's the conditions for that too. They have the world right now in their hands because they've given us a system, they've created a system of interdependence. That means individual interdependence. You're dependent on your authorities for your water, for your food being brought in, gasoline, everything you need to live. And they know this. They have the big, powerful cartels that run all of this. And this is going to be used as the biggest weapon very shortly.
Alan, one area that I don't want to say I disagree with you, but I have questions, and I was trying to figure out exactly the full point you were trying to make. As I heard you doing your own radio show a few weeks ago, driving in my car on locally on, I think it was 96.3, maybe it was 90.1, and I heard you talking about how you act like a zombie in your own neighborhood, your own area, mm-hmm. and that you don't talk to your neighbors, and mm-hmm. that because there's spies and CIA and intelligence everywhere, and that you only talk out of your area. And I just wanted to say this. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to what I'm going to say and respond to what you were saying yourself. But first off, here's my take on that. We have to be more open than ever. We have to be louder than ever. We have to point out that they're the terrorists. They're the criminals. They're illegitimate. They've lied a billion times. Talk to our neighbors so that they don't have a chilling effect, so the darkness doesn't fall, because as soon as that intimidation happens, they win. That's A. B, we know with Black Ops and from analyzing the budgets and even some of the secret budgets that they probably have, and now I have newscasts today where they're training school children all over the country to tattle on their parents, their neighbors. They give them little credit cards and then have briefings every day about, well, who are you going to tattle on? Total East Germany. So I'm not saying it's not going on. It's just that they haven't geared up yet to that total level. And a lot of the people that work for the government I've talked to are waking up. They're upset about what's happening. A lot of them are blowing the whistle. And I just disagree with saying you should be secretive, because I found when you're secretive and creep around, that lets the evil and the tyranny grow. And I don't think I agree with you on the number, or maybe I misunderstood the number of spies you were talking about. But if we get intimidated and shut up, they definitely win. What were you trying to say?
Well, I was responding to someone who generally is trying to get their own relatives, etc., to wake up. And I keep telling people, don't spend that kind of energy trying to wake up people who are telling you they don't want to know. And so you have to go further afield. And if you do go further afield, or even locally too, you got to have your facts correct. Most people come out. Remember, the average person out there they watch television. That's their only source of media. And here you're hitting them with all of this information, and it's completely foreign to them. So you have to have facts here. Most people will go out and start rattling on what they've just heard on the radio, on the Patriot stations, and people look at them askance. They can't understand where you're coming from or where you're going, and it's not been on the regular media. I try to tell people, especially here where I am here, I mean, I can't afford to know the locals, because I know how the chain of gossip gets to the police where I am. In the British Commonwealth countries, this is standard.
Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, if you... Mm-hmm. Show somebody a Ron Paul video, sometimes you get arrested, because the police, they have a system where if they get called, they won't respond to a real crime or a robbery or a shooting half the time, or to your car being stolen, but they will then respond to just a petty rumor, and it's encouraging that.
Yes, and as I say, but here in Canada, and I know this for a fact, I know how it works, and this was mentioned, by the way, 1950s by Jack E. Lull. He said that since the 1950s onwards, they'd already set up the spy system. He says, even if you live in a rural village in any of the Western Hemisphere, he says, at that time they're using a Kardec system. And even the gossip that gets to your local restaurant or cafe or whatever that you attend, or the gas pump that you pop into, it gets put back to the police, and they take records on that. He says, this is unknown by the general public. And today it's much, much worse. So
Well, certainly, we're going to go to break, but right now, let me play a clip from San Antonio News about the Tattletale Squads. Here it is.
You know, in the San Antonio Independent School District, the district launched a Crime Stoppers program itself today. Students can now help police catch other kids and even adults committing crimes, and they can be rewarded for it, just as with the regular Crime Stoppers program. Students can remain anonymous.
And anything we can do to encourage kids to come forward and be productive parts of our community is a very, very good thing.
The San Antonio District students can call 227-TIPS to report a crime. Rewards range from $25 to $250, but they can reach up to $1,000.
And by the way, we know about that program for 10 years in Austin and all over the country. They debrief you daily and ask about your parents. Boy, that's freedom, isn't it, Alan?
It is. And the FBI are recruiting ones that have got into trouble and then let them off on condition that you tattle and giving them little perks if they do this for them.
Yeah, it's a total criminal state. Stay there, Alan Watt. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Alan Watt is our guest. We're going to be taking some of your calls coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231 for Alan. And I'm going to recap in the final segment a little bit about what's happened at Bilderberg. Very suspicious with the Texas governor's mansion. What do you see happening in the next few years, Alan, from your studies of the globalists and some of the things they're doing?
Going by what they've published themselves and what's in the newspaper today, we know they're going to give us rationing for everything we need, and that's food, possibly water and all the rest of it. They want to get us into a total war mode. And they're also using the high-tech weaponry. They've been spraying the skies across most of Canada here for the last 4 days, and it's so hot and humid. And you see them spraying like crazy. And they're using HARP technology along with it. They must convince the public that we are the problem on the planet.
And now the universities admit there's a spraying program. I mean, it's just all drugs in the water, everything.
Yes. And Joe Average, that watches TV, will start, because we've got David Suzuki and the big players working for the World Wildlife Fund and the United Nations, telling them repeatedly, we're the problem. They're creating these abstract terms like carbon footprints. You're all breathing out carbon dioxide and killing the planet. Got to reduce the population. And this is the amazing thing. They know that they've studied humanity for thousands of years. They know with enough propaganda put across to the public consistently and repetitively, the public will begin to accept it. And this is the victim accepting their own demise.
They also admit that as they reduce the resources artificially, we will then fight with each other more, and they're already saying you don't have resources because there's too many people, and then the general public will accept one-child policies, euthanasia, and the rest of it.
Exactly. And now you've got youngsters coming forward that have been brought up with the greening program who are talking about voluntarily sterilizing themselves. That's exactly what the victim is meant to do. He'll believe the propaganda, and he will acquiesce and go under. They want to kill off the old type, but that's us. The old type of humanity, the imperfect type species, and bring in a new perfected slave system to serve them better. But they won't have to use propaganda on, because you won't be able to think as an individual human being. It'll be impossible to think individualistically. At the Loyola Science conference they had, kicked off by Newt Gingrich a few years ago, they talked about giving us the brain chip, and he says, when this is done, he says, it'll be no longer possible to think as a distinct, separate individual. He said, think of it more like the hive. You'll hear all this buzzing in your head from the central computer giving commands to those around you and to yourself, and then back again. So you'll hear.
Well, that's what the Pentagon said in 2000 that the Federation of American Scientists put out, and it was really from 93. They said their job by 2025 would be inserting themselves, the last of us, into the hive chambers as described in The Matrix. See, they didn't make that up in The Matrix.
That's right.
In the movie, it's the grand architect, basically Lucifer. And folks, you can't make this up. These people are totally insane, but they're doing it. Alan?
And also, you had the Borg in Star Trek series, where everyone is part cyborg and chipped, and the Queen Bee controls them all. And their ship was even called the Hive, you know? So this is they give you all this subliminal programming to accept what's coming, and you don't consciously think through it. And then when it really happens, it's kind of familiar to you, so you go along with it. That's the programming through fiction.
Meanwhile, Mr. Shatner, William Shatner's big into all this and admits that's the plan.
Yes, he's all for it himself, you know. He thinks he's one of the superior ones, and he belongs to the transhumanist society and gives talks to them, yeah.
You know, It sounds all so amazing, but we have an amazing life. We live on this incredible planet spinning through the galaxy. There's all these wonders all around us. It's 2008. That we're living in a science fiction nightmare. But there's also all these great things around us, and we don't have to go along with it, folks. I know all this sounds crazy, but it's their own words. It's their own admissions. It's
You see, since the 1960s onwards, they had done so much to gradually, step by step, dehumanize society, destroy the family completely, and destroy even conversation between people. Everyone sits and watches TV, and even those in the room don't communicate unless they're talking about what they're seeing on television. So that, and what you're fed is degrading stuff, getting more and more degrading. And when you're apathetic and degraded, you're easily managed. And even that the language itself has become minimalistic. They've taken so many words from the average person's vocabulary, it can't convey an idea, and you're the perfect target then. You can't convey your thoughts to another.
Alan Watts, my guest, your phone calls, straight ahead. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, the tip of the spear in the info war. We all need your support. We're all in this together. This is the fight for humanity, the fight for humanity's future. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Remember, the New World Order staged the September 11th attacks. The first World Trade Center attacks in 93 as well, the Oklahoma City bombing. And there's countless others, like Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty, Operation Gladio, where they admit what they've done. Hitler brought in his tyranny by burning down his own Capitol building. I believe they've done something similar here in Austin, Texas. Just a heads up to everybody. I'm going down there 15, 20 minutes after the show ends, so at about 3:30 Central. I'm going to be down at the governor's mansion trying to survey things. They try to tell me I can't have cameras and be getting video of it. I bet they're already trying to cover it up so we can't see evidence of what they've done. 95% chance they've done it. I mean, out of that 95% chance, I would say an 80% chance out of that it was arson by the government, by a criminal element. That maybe there's a 15% chance that it was something in the construction that caused it, and they're just hyping it, saying it's terrorism, saying it's arson. But the DPS had come out saying that they were going to switch over to mainly, quote, fighting terror, the imaginary boogeyman that is suppressing the public. When you hear that, that means the terrorists running your life, turning the state police into total thug goons, as they've already been converting. They used to be a lot nicer. Now they're really getting bad. It's really a shame to see this happen. The government's training your kids to be tattletales on you. They're sucking blood from you at checkpoints. You see, they're not going to stop, folks. They're not going to stop with 9/11. They're going to keep going. They're not done. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give in. This is life and death, and I realize that. I mean, I am totally into this fight. We don't have a choice. None of us have a choice. We can't just sit here and let them carry out eugenics and rationing and microchipping against us. Alan, how do you see them? We're going to go to calls from Australia to Colorado, California, North Carolina. But how do you see them trying to get the public ready for the chips? I mean, I know they've made the military do it now, most of them. That's now admitted. The unbelievable has now happened. I guess to have a job, you're going to have one, or be a trusted traveler, you're going to have one. That's what Bilderberg was saying. You know, you're going to get special perks if you take it. I mean, I guess I'm answering my own question, but anything else you want to add?
Yes, to also hype it up, there was also an article put out a little while back there from the major drug companies to do with chips will save us all in times of pandemic. And because you're able to scan you, and that chip will tell them if you have a fever and possibly are carrying a plague. So they've got a whole bunch of scenarios they can use to make us take this thing or try and convince the public. And as you say, you'll get little perks if you go along with them. And no doubt, too, you'll be shunned by society if you don't go along with them. We find the drug companies are already putting ads out there to get, for instance, the flu shot. And if you don't take your flu shot, the ad stops and it says you could put the rest of the community at risk. This is the creation of what they call social acceptance and non-acceptance. They copied the system from China to do with abortion, where they get society to turn against you because you're the odd one out. You're a threat to them. And so they're using the same technique.
Peer pressure.
Here. Yes. And
let me
and
just add a point here. We've got a story up on Infowars.com named Bilderberg Goon with a Gun, and people are saying, why is it a still shot from a YouTube video? Why don't you show the actual video? Well, let me explain something. We've got about 60 hours of footage that four of us shot while we were there. There were hundreds of other people there. I got in at 12:30 last night. My plane was delayed for an hour and a half. This is not our footage. We got the same footage. I saw them with the guns. We haven't even had time to dump our footage to computer or put it up. This is other people that were there putting up YouTube videos of what I saw and reported to you days ago, them flashing the MP5s at us. So they're in the comment section saying, it's blurred. You can't tell it's a gun. It's not a gun. It's a seatbelt. No, they had guns. They had them out. They were aiming them at us. We have clear video of it. We're not a million people. We actually have to do this work. Like, I'm going to have to get in the car and drive down there to investigate the governor's mansion, even though I haven't seen my children, because I just got home last night, saw them briefly this morning, in 5-6 days. I'm not whining. It's just I'm not Superman. I'm not Superman. And this morning, I saw that somebody put up the video of the guns I saw. So I told Kurt, I said, get a screenshot of this. He did the best job they did. If you don't like the fact that it's not that clear, you need to have been out there and get video of it. It's just, and I'm not complaining. It's that they've trained the public, even our own people, to never do anything themselves, but then nitpick and demand everything else out of us, Alan.
Yes, they have. And again, people live on fiction. And our generation has been reared watching cops smash doors down and so on in movies and in dramas and real life things. And those youngsters want to be on the winning team. This is an instinctive survival thing with all youngsters. And the heroes to them through the video game from the military organizations, that's where the videos all came from, to all the programs they watch with their superheroes, the guys dressed in black, that's what they want to be. Well, now we have a generation who are in the police and in the military with the toys and the guns, and they think nothing about turning that gun on you. They think nothing about it. They've been conditioned that you're not a human being, you're just a target like the video games. And believe you me, they will do what they're told. That's the unfortunate thing. They're like robots already.
Yeah, another issue is we have InfoWars posting open to everybody. It's a First Amendment forum that allows our enemies and detractors to come in and say, I'm an agent, you're an agent, everybody else is an agent. No, that's what agents do. They go around telling you that, telling you all these things. They're in there, and before we've tracked the ISPs, it's government most of the time, saying, let's get the government, let's kill them, let's do that. We're not saying that. And again, we have the feds in there trying to destroy free speech by posting these type of things. And again, I had fed after fed come up to me and say, come on, Alex, you know we need to get violent. And I just look at them and go, man, knock it off. You're such a traitor to this country. I mean, how do they get these feds to be so criminal?
It's not so hard. We have, again, it's to do with the psychopathic type people at the top. They give you a psychopathic culture, which we live in and we emulate. And success is getting to the top by any means possible. We worship, look at the television, they worship the stars. They worship people who are multimillionaires, the rich and the famous. And this is what you've been taught to worship. It doesn't matter how they got up there, how many they destroyed to get up there, as long as they got there. This is what we're given. So we have a psychopathic culture. And these characters who get well paid, Lenin said this, he says, first we must pay the police well and the military, then the teachers, because they all have to do with social control, long-term social control. And this has never been stopped.
Let me give an example of that. Let me give an example of that. They admit they fly in tens of billions of dollars, it's over $60 billion they admit to, on huge pallets, and they just give $30,000 to privates, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 to the different grades of officers above that, up to colonel, millions to colonels. And these goons were there, and I said, they pay you guys off when you're in Iraq. And they just started going, yeah, we do, so what? Yeah, when I was there, I was in, they would just, you know. It's total criminality. They've been trained to be involved in criminal activities. They've been compromised.
Yeah, they're bought off, and technically they have a mercenary attitude. They've done programs in the BBC on this very thing years ago on the psychopathic types that are recruited, especially by the U.S. military, for top positions in special forces. And they give them tests to see if they have psychopathic tendencies, because they said they can count on them to do whatever they're told, and they will simply obey the man who pays them. And this is the psychopaths we're dealing with right here. They have no moral qualms whatsoever. They also belong, this is a part of the mind control from the military that they use in the police now as well. You're a separate species. You belong to a brotherhood of the fraternity of police. And your enemy are those people out there, all those people walking the streets, the ordinary people. They're now your enemy. And they
well, you're right.
They start to
Go ahead.
They start to believe it. It's a very well-proven technique of mind control. Yeah.
That's a gang mentality, and us against them. They segregate them. Well, when they would drive in and out with big SUVs with sirens on the top, they would have the windows down, sometimes the doors cracked, and they would lift up and show you the MP5s and look at you with pure hatred, like it was scaring us. And I just saw little punks. But the point is, there they are, menacing peaceful protesters with guns. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, but that's what we have. They've been, as I say, bred for this job. They've had 30 years of a debasing culture gradually dropping to the bottom. Any old system of religion has been almost totally destroyed. So there's no moral qualms, and they will please their boss. They want to be on the winning team. And they've lived their whole lives to wear those black outfits and carry those guns. Yeah.
Let's take some calls. I'm going to go to Al in Australia, who's been holding the longest. Thanks for holding, Al. You're on the air.
Lucky my surname's not Qaeda.
Absolutely. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah. I've been listening to every show of yours for the last 3 years, Alex. This is the most powerful one I've ever heard, and you, the creme de la creme in guests and Alan. A quick thing I wanted to tell you, I did a huge backdrop banner for you, or a promotional banner, whatever you want to use it for. But Cosmos has it. He took it back from the 9/11 Truth Conference that was in Sydney here. I did the art for that. And the quick point I wanted to make is that I think the actual global genocide is well underway. I rang Lee Rogers about this the other day, and I just wanted to get your take on it. I think that we're just like one whisker away from the cashless society.
Well, I mean, look, we've already got women with a sevenfold in one decade. This came out in 2006. In 10 years, from 96 to 2006, a sevenfold increase in women. I mean, 20, 30-year-old women getting lung cancer who don't even smoke. We've got from 1 in 33 having cancer to 1 in 3. All these other diseases are off the charts. We know they're poisoning the air, water, and food, and all these poor cops and goons, and they have no idea they're being killed. Alan?
Absolutely. I've got the tape. I've got the tape from Dr. Salk that was aired on the CBC television here a few years ago, where he admitted, this was a live interview, he admitted that he knew that all these cancer viruses were contained in his polio vaccine. He also talked to his staff. And he did say that the only purpose these particular viruses had was to cause cancer. Now, Salk himself was one of the top members of the Eugenics Society who, prior to that, prior to the polio vaccine, he was working on ways of depopulation. He was a prime advocate for massive depopulation.
And there's massive evidence that they engineered the polio vaccine to then give people a, quote, cure to train everybody to take vaccines.
Yes, and it was right after the polio vaccine, you had the burst out of tremendous drop in health standard, health. People were getting sick with junior arthritis, adolescent arthritis, never happened before. Their immune systems were about half of what they should be.
Now hundreds of thousands are getting Alzheimer's when they're 25, 30 years old. And I want to be clear, we've played that CBC report where he laughs and says, yeah, the monkeys had thousands of different viruses, ha, ha, ha. And they all laugh, and he talks about AIDS and about how the monkeys they used for different vaccine manufacturing had all these viruses from a bioweapon lab that they had in Africa.
I see it's
deliberate. There's no doubt. It's deliberate, yeah.
I see a synchronistic date sort of for the 30th of December next year when the Codex Alimentarius sort of comes into place. Add that to what Alan was talking about before, the chemtrails and the world famine that they're just bombarding us with, and the CO2 tax. I reckon that's the actual date that the global government is in place, you know, and that's what Bilderberg was actually about.
Well, it certainly is, and I appreciate your call, Al, from Australia. Look, I'm not saying I'm a hero. I'm not saying I've even got courage. I learned of criminals doing bad things 15 years ago. I got on air 13 years ago. I go to the Bilderberg, try to warn the people. These are the folks setting up the North American Union, their own documents, the European Union. They're the ones that want to destroy the dollar. They're the ones that wanted to jack up oil prices. They're the ones that launched the wars against Serbia and Iraq. They're the ones that want to go into Iran. They're the ones hurting us. And I know for a fact they're poisoning you, police. I know for a fact they're staging almost all the terror. I know for the fact they're the bad guys. Alan knows. And I didn't go there, you know, enjoying bullhorning them or enjoying putting myself in their way and then having their phone calls to my family about gang raping and you know, before that about how I'd gotten some girl pregnant, making it up to freak my wife out, which didn't work. It upset her that they did it, but she knew it was bull. I mean, it just reaffirms that we're living in one dangerous time. These are very evil people who the elite said hundreds of years ago, we want a scientific way to control people and maintain our power. They've made all the modern scientific developments about controlling us. They're compartmentalized. And it's just so sad that this is happening. But God help us. I mean, they're killing you out there, folks. You can't just stay quiet and not fight them. And Alan, what are ways for people to fight back against the New World Order, in your opinion?
It's a matter, first, of educating yourself into, number one, you've got to understand that this is their system already. For the last 50 years, that was their system. They gave us that system of factories and employment and so on. They're simply, from their point of view at the top, they're upgrading their system. They owned it then. that gives a little bit more freedom and scope and a little bit more luxury to afford. But
and they admit that they admit in policy reports that was to get us lackadaisical, to get us fat and happy, to get us to trust them.
Yeah. You see, you must create a socialized society where the people gradually accept, without reasoning it through, but it's a gradual process of acceptance that there are experts ruling over you and taking care of all the big problems. So you're being taught to be like a child forever and allow your betters to take care of the big problems. They're destroying your independence. That's what it is.
That's it. It's making you totally dependent on them so they can carry out the eugenics, the soft kill, and orderly exterminate you through the system. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thanks. I just have to admit that when you asked everyone to say a prayer earlier today, despite myself, I found myself saying that prayer, and I felt inspired to go ahead and get on the line, although I knew I wouldn't be talking to you, and here I am. So miracles do happen. I'm a professional cultural anthropologist specializing in the Andean region, and I've worked for the Smithsonian and have taught in the University of Maryland system, where I taught 9/11 truth, by the way, and showed Terror Storm. And I'm currently co-authoring a book with Peter Dale Scott that starts around the turn of the 20th century and the eugenics movement and going into the 1930s fascist coup attempt and then obviously World War II and then post-World War II Operation Sunshine, Gladio, and Condor. And then tying that all in.
Well, what's your name? I'd like to get you on as a guest. We've had Peter Dale Scott on quite a bit over the years.
Sure, I'd love it. Would you mind if I told you that after we get off the air?
Yeah, I'm going to let you come back, finish up real quick on the other side with Alan Watts. It's the final segment. And then I'll try to cram Corey and Bill in. I just want to say that the elite want to control history. They want to control the future. They want to wall us off and orderly get rid of us so they can inherit the future. It's the ultimate form of selfishness, the ultimate form of abuse, the ultimate form of greediness and small-mindedness. And I'm just begging everybody in the system to fight back against it and spread the word, and we can beat these people. We've got to do it.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
Final segment with Alan Watt. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central. Rebroadcast from the internet starts in 5 minutes. Infowars.com. If you missed any of the first hour where I broke down what happened at Bilderberg, it's going to restart in about 5 minutes. Dave, yeah, I'm going to have him put you on hold in a minute, get your contact info if you want to come on about being a guest, and you can come on when the book comes out too. Sounds interesting. What's the point you wanted to make?
The point I wanted to make today, I just wrapping up in the completion of the talking about the what we're writing about, is tying all of those antecedents towards 9/11 and the development of these private mercenary armies, Blackwater, and the entire private security apparatus that Oliver North and all those people are setting up. What I wanted to say today, having a very short amount of time, is that really what we're looking at is just a reoccurrence of the same type of system, just with better technology, that we've seen in Gladio and Condor. And I do want to hype a book. It's not mine, but the best book I've ever read in terms of Operation Condor, one of the most frightening books you'll ever read, is titled Predatory States, Operation Condor and Covert War in Latin America by J. Patrice McSherry.
I've read it. That's what I was about to say, is they're setting up death squads.
That's exactly right. And the part that Peter and I are focusing on is the recurrent thread of Nazism in its most virulent form in all of these settings. It was, as you know, since you've read the book, that it was Nazis, SS, stormtroopers who were training
They've used Nazis in NASA, in the bioweapons, in every form, because they were the perfect catalyst, like an enzyme, to gel and create whole groups.
Exactly.
Listen,
and
I'm going to get your info. I'd like to have you on. I'm going to get it right now, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dave. Alan, I'm not going to have time to take the other calls. I apologize to Corey and Bill and others. They can call back tomorrow, head of the line. But in closing off what he just said.
Well, people have to realize, number one, what are they fighting for? And it isn't until you get to that stage and stop and say, well, you can't fight to save the system that's not yours in the first place. It's owned by the crooks at the top right now. Most people are trying to save what they already have and hope it doesn't get any worse. But what you're really fighting for is that inner self of the higher things in humanity. It's the higher things that bond us together. It brought us through thousands or millions of years together. It's the cooperation. It's the decency. We've got to bring back decency within people and show that, because that's the only way we're going to combat this system, is when we interact and help each other out as real human beings instead of being selfish and disagreeable, because that's really the only chance we have collectively of altering this and coming through. But it will be a different system we come into. We can't go back to the same system with the same crooks running it.
Alan Watt, fire out your website again.
CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com.
I appreciate you spending an hour and 20 minutes with us today, and I want to get you back up in the near future. Thanks for all your fine work.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care. These are very dark times. I am very chastened. I am very humbled by all of your love and passion and all the great people I met up at Bilderberg fighting the establishment, trying to get the word out peacefully in the info war. I am saddened by just the continued confirmation of pure evil that we're fighting, and that so much of the public is not aware of it. My passion is to wake people up. My passion is to simply warn people. I just want to warn people about the poison, the water, the fluoride, the mercury, and the shots. I just want to warn the people how they're putting cancer in your body through the vaccines with the cancer viruses. I just want to stop this and turn it around. It's so horrible. These same people killed 200 million last century. They've killed millions so far this year, last few years. We've got to fight them. Rebroadcast starts now at InfoWars.com. But for the shortwave, AM and FM satellite, we'll be back at tonight, 9 to 1. God bless you all. InfoWars.com right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Date Books.